All right, now we got hot mics.
Oh man, these mics are so
now
hot.
Now we got hot yo video games.
Oh shit!
Oh, shit.
And then all we gotta do is get over to the hot camera.
Damn, so hot.
Yo, and I think that's hot. And I think that's hot. Everything's hot.
Ooh. Oh my god,
man!
Super hot.
I'm looking at myself in the reflection, and once again, I'm a fucking blinding son of a Q-tip.
That is correct, but that's not just because of your reflection, sir. Hold that thought. It might be getting a little bit darker on this podcast.
When I was coming by, you know what I was thinking of? I was like, this is the podcast equivalent of the gay porn that's like Poor Little White Boy.
Hold that thought. Save your Brazzers logos.
And we're like rubbing our hands together.
All right. Let's do a sync test, guys. We gotta get a sync test going.
All right.
So, you guys count down from five, and I'll join you, and then we'll be rolling.
All right. Do a booty clap.
Yeah, no. Right. I'm gonna snap my fingers.
I'm gonna clap my booty.
Ooh.
All right. Ready for this?
Go for it. Five. Who's-
Four, three, two, one,
synced, and we're rolling. That's hip hop. Nice.
Right. Yeah, that's real hip hop.
That's how you sync in the hood.
Damn. Yeah.
Hey guys, I was just gonna ask Wooly this.
Ghetto syncs. I love it already.
I was just gonna ask Wooly this off mic, but I figured I'll save it for the podcast so I can get more opinions. Uh-huh. Do you guys ever have this like morbid fear? So you're walking down the street and everything's normal, right? And then you see a guy and he's normal but kind of shifty looking, right? And in your mind you think, what if that guy just pulled out a syringe filled with disease and just stabbed me right here on the street? Could I stop him?
I don't think that's a common
thought. I think about
that
all the time. Every time
I think that's a common thought.
Every time I take an escalator, I think about that because I'm kind of trapped in between people. Somebody could run up to me and just stab me with a syringe. All right,
listen. I'm going to
true crime streets of LA. That fucking terrified me.
Listen, I'm going to
usually when I'm walking down the street, I have this horrid fear of, man, am I going to pull out my syringe and stab somebody right in the face?
Damn it! Oh, my God! Why do you carry that, man?
I don't know. It's just this thing that I have, but I have to stab somebody at least once a day as I'm walking down the street.
Listen.
So it just kind of gets stuck.
We're going to be addressing multiple things, I suppose, on this podcast. We start off with some ghetto sinks. Apparently, the world is now learning about what a hood perfect is. because Mike Ross brought that up at a tournament, and like people didn't know until now. Did you catch any of that, Pat?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know what a hood perfect is.
A hood perfect.
Hey, urban youth, please help me find out what a hood perfect
is. That's when you get a clean ass perfect, except for that last second.
Oh!
Sure you.
Damn it, I know.
And you block the Shoryu, and you eat
the
chip damage, and you clean them up anyways, and you finish your plate, and it's like, nah, man, that's still a perfect.
That's a moral victory.
That's a hood perfect there.
I just used to call those moral perfects.
Moral victory? That works too, but, you know.
It's like, no, that's bullshit. That's crap.
Yeah, we get those all the time when we play Tekken and Steve. You know, we're just like playing.
Oh, wait, just Tekken.
Like that last bit and just like a little jab. Ha, no
it's
perfect.
Like, nah, you didn't touch me though.
Wait, Tekken has fucking chip on normals, right? Doesn't it?
I don't know.
That's shit, but like this is you can just get that little jab in.
So officially welcome, I suppose. Oh my goodness.
What just happened? Did a steep drop.
I was about to introduce the man.
Well, he's out. Wow. He had enough.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, this podcast is already running on CPT.
I'm not going to say it, chat. I'm not going to say it, this chat.
It's already running on CPT.
I'm not going to say it because Steve is better than that.
Listen.
There he goes.
There he is.
Wow. I just got hood perfected by my own. Damn.
Oh man, it's all good. We're gonna keep it on the up and up here. Welcome officially.
By yourself now.
Hey, that's not a problem.
Shit! Right? Yeah, that's you know what? That's not
every
even a bad
time
idea.
He drops. You gotta do
it. We gotta resync just to make sure.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, go for it, man. Because right now I was like, why did it just shut off on me?
All right, follow my lead. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Sync. There we go.
There you go.
So I was just introducing welcome officially. It took a long time, but I'm glad that you guys are here.
Yeah.
Steve,
I love Canada,
Infinite SGE, and damn Kenny right. Unruly from Yo Video Games, welcome to the Friendcast, guys.
Also known as the alternate costume Lucio cosplayer.
I got a dab for that.
Mm. we can't see, but we can feel it. We can feel it.
Yeah.
All right.
What's a dab?
All right, so... So the Darkness Cast starts right about now.
Yeet.
Everybody throw out whatever the fuck you were going to talk about. It's getting dark.
Oh, yeah. Let's go.
It's getting dark up in here.
Look at
Pat. Wow, if you can... the actual sweat beads. The actual... Ah, shit, I love it.
Okay.
I love
that is officially uncomfortable.
Here's your test.
And I love it.
You're live. Don't say anything.
Yes.
Look at his eyes. Damn, yo, Harlem Heat right about now. Listen.
Yeah, right.
So I guess, you know, the way we usually work this is we start out with what you guys have been up to, what you've been playing. You know, we kind of take it around from there. So, yeah, I guess.
Let's start with our guest.
Kenny, take it away, man. What's your week been like?
My week?
Or, you know, even before that, like, what are you currently up to? What are you playing? What's keeping you busy?
Keeping me busy. Well, let's see. I mean, I'm just been an Overwatch whore.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, I mean, I'm not Pat level, but I'm getting pretty close to spending almost as much money.
Have a problem?
It's almost there.
Okay.
You need those Christmas skins.
So,
I feel it.
So, dude, here's how you know you have a problem, okay? I bought, like, all those loot boxes. I don't play Overwatch anymore. That's when you know you have the problem.
All right.
Do you still play Overwatch?
I do.
Okay, then you don't have a problem.
Now, you know, as much as we're all in this together, Kenny, I will drop you from this call. Tell me who you play.
Of course it's Lucio, and now it's Symmetra.
All right,
I've been playing Symmetra since before the buff. That's, so yeah.
Wow, the struggle was real. You did it.
Was real, but I'm a tricky guy. I like setting up tricky traps and stuff. And you know, I was like, hey, you've stepped into my lair and just fucking wreck them.
Okay, and when it's time to get serious, you grab Lucio and you start healing.
Exactly. Okay. Because then it's like, oh fuck, we need.
You know,
to
that's legit.
Lucio.
It's legit. That's fine.
If you believe in yourself long enough, your character will receive an Aegis Reflector in whatever game.
You just have to.
I'm curious. Now I'm curious. What were you going to drop him the call for? If he had said something?
Well, let's see. Willie primarily plays what? Reinhardt?
It doesn't matter
Zarya,
who I play.
So whoever your fucking Reinhardt. Counterpick
it
is.
It can only be one.
It doesn't matter who I play. It's if you play the team destroying, I'm not going to help the synergy characters that exist in that game.
Yes.
Unless you're a pro.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a pro Hanzo.
Oh man, I play Genji. I like to do the double jumps.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's you solo Widowmaker.
Yeah, dude.
You're gonna be doing all these crazy tricks.
I know the team has three other Widowmakers, but I mean I'm gonna be the one really making the difference.
I'm gonna swing through the air and get all headshots, team kill.
Yeah. Like, wait, what?
No scopes.
Here's
how much of a problem I have. I played that other game, Hearthstone or whatever, just to get that Genji skin.
Yeah. Heroes of the Storm?
Yeah, Heroes of the Storm. Yeah. I played that shit, and people were like, what the hell is going on?
That's a good game.
What's happening?
I did it, too. Yeah. I did it, too. I saw there's a great comic that is just like Hanzo basically yelling at the team like, God damn it, guys, we need healing. And then like someone just says to him, you know, you can be a healer, too. And it just zooms in on his eyes, and then it like cuts to like the universe of like, oh my god, like I can switch characters.
It's a problem that's in every fucking game. Everyone wants to be the cool damage dealer. Everybody.
Oh, yeah. Like Steve.
The fact that Max has his fucking like goddamn Reaper Edgelord shit every time he goes on stream.
He's all Edgelord.
Yeah, man.
I mean,
the closest thing that Steve gets to being a healer is Soldier 76.
Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah,
fine.
Yeah. Soft healing. That's
fine.
That's soft healing.
Trust me. No, no. You know, trust me, dude. I have been seeing the amazement that is Zenyatta, I think it is.
Zenyatta. Yeah.
Zenyatta. Yeah. And oh my god, like he is fucking crazy.
The damage,
on 3v3. Mm-hmm. 3v3 with him, and you always win.
Dude,
you always win.
Yeah, no, 3v3 is really sick. Like, that is probably
It's a completely
It's the funnest new mode. It's the funnest new mode, easily.
Yeah, and, I mean, I'm all about 3v3 right now, and it's all about getting the right team. Yeah, get the right team, get the right synergy, and, you know, let's go in. Mm-hmm, now, of course, when you go online, all you're going to see is Reinhardt's, or not even Reinhardt's, you're going to see Roadhogs, you're going to see Zenyatta's, and, oh yeah, and it's not a hooker. It's May. She's beautiful. She's my bae. She's big, you know what I'm saying?
Like, she's annoying, but I understand. Yeah. But like, you know, and I think like, yeah, the game is currently like I got to get back in there. I mean, like the tank meta is apparently what's taken over and dominating right now.
Yeah. Well, I guess it's time for me to go back to playing Overwatch if tank meta is big.
But like I've seen some crazy videos where like in 3v3 dudes pick Mercy and actually survive long enough to get the res. And, like, when you get a res in 3v3, it's done.
Well, it's twice as strong.
It's beyond done. Yeah, it's great.
What I've noticed is that people are using Mercy or Zenyatta or even sometimes Lucio. And they will the team healers are the ones that fucking help everybody to the point where they are the best character in that entire fucking game.
Mm.
And what they do is that they let's say I'm using my bae for life, D.Va. And I'm running around and I'm blasting everything and I'm losing a lot of health. All of a sudden, Mercy comes in, saves my life, and I'm just holding down the button the entire time and just cheesing the shit out of the entire team.
Mm-hmm.
And next thing you know, oh shit, we won? Okay, sure, why not? And I'll just do my little dance.
There you go.
You know, that attack, shit like that. So, I mean, that's how you play. That's how 3v3 is.
Okay.
You have one healer and it's game over.
You see, so getting in on that Overwatch. Overwatch, though, Kenny, like, that's a game that's like, that can forever be. Like,
I think the word you're looking for is evergreen.
Yeah, it's just that can be something that takes up certainly a couple hours of your week forever. Because it's crack like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
I concur.
Is that
what else? You know, Overwatch and the fighters? Because, I mean, Overwatch is a shooter fighter, basically. You know, like you got
You guys like fighting games?
Yeah.
Oh.
Something like that.
I dabble, you know? Like what? Yeah.
No, it absolutely with the character with the picks and such. It absolutely does have those rules, but I mean, I think that's pretty much like MOBAs in general
by
as well.
That, by that
a lot
logic,
of major
MOBAs are fighting games.
Any like a lot of competitive anything that like is really big and competitively played like nowadays. I feel like has.
I would say there's the it's a distinction between whether or not your character
picks,
has a unique moveset or not.
Yeah.
Right? Is it a loadout or is it your character's abilities?
Exactly.
It's your call your COD blops versus your Dotas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. I think that game is all about synergy. It's getting the team that works well to adapt with like others. And I mean, I don't know, have you guys played the game like during the old school beta days where everybody was playing the same characters in one room? And you saw an onslaught of Torbjorns.
I don't know about old beta days, but I did have a bunch of gimmick matches back before competitive came out, where you'd have like the Gorilla Dome, in which it's all Winston.
Yeah, Monkey Business.
Winston is a shit show.
Monkey
it's a
Business
fucking
team.
Shit show.
I've never actually seen that. I'd be surprised on how busted that is, as opposed to Torbjorn, and nothing but fucking torrents everywhere, and you can't move.
The biggest shit show I've seen to date, and I stuck around for the whole thing, was an arcade mode that where you had like instant, pretty much zero cooldown on your abilities, pretty much.
Oh,
geez. It was like hyper mode or whatever, and a team of all Mays.
Yeah.
Just icing their way through the entire level. It took, dude, we played for at least 25, 30 minutes just on that push alone. Like, it was insanity. And like, I was actually fighting it back the entire time because I'm like, I want to see the numbers at the end of this. And everyone's damage is in the hundreds of thousands. Like, it's just stupid.
Hundreds of thousands.
It's just stupid at that point, you know? But yeah, if you have the patience, you can see that one dumb game of Overwatch, which I appreciate that they have those modes in there. I like that for fun. You
They're
know?
Usually terrible. They're usually like, you play one match, you're like, wow.
But you know what?
I appreciate the regular game.
But
now.
Sometimes you play a legit match and you get so salty that you're like, I feel terrible and I just want stupid shit in my life right now. You know? It's when you get into that Marvel attitude where you're just like, you get kicked out of the, you get like, you go 0-2 in a tournament or something shit like that. Like, fuck it, man. I'm going to just go play Marvel Casuals.
It's like, what if we just added mutators into the goddamn, like, seating for random matches? What if we turned on telefrags?
It's the equivalent of, like, working people over at the poker table all night and then getting the worst possible beat. Mm-hmm. Then getting up and just salty playing blackjack.
No, it's walking over to the slot machine.
Yeah, just, you know, even that. Like, you're just like, fuck all this bullshit. Give me some chance. Give me some randomness in my life. I understand that feeling.
Speaking of Marvel, Wooly, who is your pick for Infinite?
Infinite?
Yeah.
At this point, so, like, honestly, the moment that got announced, I was just a happy little boy. I'm just like, it doesn't even matter, man, right now.
It exists.
Like, straight.
That's all we know right now.
Yeah. So, straight up, as long as it's coming out, I'm fine with that. That works for me. And I mean, I'm sure, you know, the pick list is, it's pretty set. Like, people want to see Gene from God Hand. People want to see some sort of Monster Hunter character. We're probably going to see a whole lot of Marvel movie characters.
Oh, tons. And I imagine they're going to get the likenesses.
You didn't want Monster Hunter characters in, like, fighting games?
Who said that?
It was me.
That's what I heard from Max. He's like the Monster Hunter creator. He's like, yeah, I don't really want my fucking characters. You know.
Yeah, fuck him. No,
you're you're gonna get some kind of like
the leak, that big ass monster.
Yeah, Rathalos or Ralathos, yeah, whatever Rathalos. It's called.
You had it right the first time and then you fucked it up.
I don't care.
Yeah, I bet you don't, but you will Switch game comes out and we do a Monster Hunter series.
Watch me. you're putting the points down. You're laying the groundwork for me to never care.
Good. Good.
The other one, of course, is Azura. Like, I think everyone is going to be...
Oh, my God, everyone.
That seems like a really obvious pick.
They asked about it at one point on the Capcom Unity thing. Like, they're like, hey, guys...
Anyone like Azura? No.
Yeah. And
that's the closest you can get to having, like, Goku in a Marvel series.
Shin Akuma or Azura. Depending how you look at it.
Yeah, it's gonna be pretty. Buttoned.
I mean, the Shin Akuma chapter at the end of Azura's Wrath was pretty much just Dragon Ball. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why he was God tier in Marvel.
Like, that's the weird thing is that, like, the power caps when you jump the same character from one Capcom world to another get kind of insane.
They get weird. They get confusing.
Because, like, you look at Street Fighter and you look at, like, you know, like the end struggle of, for example, the story mode in 5 of, like, how strong Ryu and Nikali were and how strong Bison and Charlie were.
Okay, now times that by 2 and you have Akuma.
Well, you take
Akuma. Like, right away.
Right? But then immediately jump over to, say, like, the Rival Schools universe, where the size of the moves they're doing and the crazy power levels, it just on a visual level, look even more ridiculous. Everyone's Shinakuma level.
Yeah. Well, that's why they had to, like, upgrade the shit out of, like, some of, like, the Street Fighter guys' moves in Marvel vs. Capcom, because that shit is just not in there. Like, I mean, you see, Ryu does not
Ryu's
do a big
giant fireball.
Yeah, Kamehameha out of Ryu's hands, and you're just like, sure, he can do that.
Well,
and Marvel stack on.
And even when 3 dropped, even that wasn't enough. They're like, it's still like kind of mediocre compared to you know, MSS and stuff. So we got to have him aiming it upwards or going into Metsu mode.
Follows you if he like wants to like get an X trigger and then like you just like, I'm just gonna chip him. I really don't really feel like actually you know trying to you know get him in a combo with this move. I'm just gonna chip him to death.
Yeah.
X Factor, blast it right there, cover the whole screen, follow you wherever you go. Fuck, I'm Ryu. Game over. That's how it goes. Yeah, I like that.
And I think you can see like in Marvel 2 as well, like some characters like they didn't go crazy enough. They tried, but. At the end of the day, Hyper Dalsim from like XSF and stuff was always just not hyper enough. You know, you can't keep up.
And Dalsim should have been aiming his arms and legs through the back of the screen, and they should have been going out on the other side.
Although, like later on in the game's life, you would see people just doing really just insane stuff with Dalsim and not making much sense.
Mm.
Crazy fly cancels and like. you know, it took that like 26 years to like for a guy to discover Dalsum Tech.
Yeah, yeah, it was crazy, man. Like, yeah.
Oh, I mean, we're at the point we're at now. Like, people have mined MVC2 to like have ridiculous like probably figuring out synergy with just about everybody. Like, I feel like you know, you can rock a serve bot team. And there's probably someone out there that did it.
Oh my god, look at this fucking secret tech with Servbot! Discovered 10 minutes ago, you can crash the game! Just like, there's always something. There's always gonna be something.
Well, that was Gambit, but yeah.
Fuck, yeah, you're right. That was Gambit. That was real! That's my favorite thing! The stupid thing I just said is real, but I didn't know it. Ah, I love it.
That game has been turned out and used and abused like a Saturday night hooker. There's nothing you can do now.
What's left? What's left? Yeah.
Get a new one.
Get a new one. Get a Friday night one.
You had the Saturday night one, and then you got the Friday night one, and that was Marvel 3.
Yeah.
And then
time to call up Hooker Infinite.
You didn't quite like that one as much, so you decided to go to the Hooker Infinite.
With the promise of DLC forever.
There's always more additions you can make to this one.
There's always new drugs.
You're willing to pay
$5.99.
All right.
All right, we're on our streak of filthy-ass podcasts continuing.
Yes. It's been...
We did it. We filled the quota.
Yeah, it's been getting raw. It's been getting a little bit... A little bit bumpy and red for the last couple of weeks.
Aww.
Hookers, bumpy and red.
Too soon, bro.
Way too soon for who?
I hope not too soon for anyone on this. I hope.
No, it's fine, man. You just go down to the thing. You get a shot.
This is like tame Yo Video Game talk.
I know, right? Wait till you guys get Simmons.
Yeah, I don't know why, but at some point I had it in my head like three or four years ago. It's like, oh, Yo Video Games, those guys are like really like clean and like upstanding.
Clean Christian
and shit.
Group.
We're right? Really yeah. Christian and I don't know when that happened. I don't know when I turned on to a stream. It's like, oh no, these guys are filthy dirtbags. Great. Awesome. Yeah. Perfect.
Because, I mean, you know,
there was a turning point, right?
No, there was a turning point. Early on Max's channel, there was a point where he was like, you know, kind of keeping it a little bit friendly.
Because I vividly remember the day that I found out. Oh, sorry, after you. Sorry. Oh,
Wait, who got cut off here?
Okay. Oh, God, I'm just going to shut up.
We give the guests the right of way because we never shut up.
That's Canadian, like, right there.
I do remember there was a time when Max's channel, tried to keep it a little bit cleaner. Yeah. But
we all did meet at christianmingle.com.
That's true.
All right, right, of course. Yeah, but at a certain point, like, you can't get through a boss rush without, like, the depths of everything you hate coming out and bubbling out of your mouth. You know, and then I think, you know, Son of a Whore came out at one point, and then...
There's no going back.
And then there's no going back, exactly.
Yep, there goes Steve.
Oh, God.
Oh, this is the best podcast ever.
Perfect.
We do a ghetto sync.
Yeah, we got those ghetto syncs.
So the moment that I realized, I went from like, oh, those guys are nice, upstanding Christian boys, to like, what the fuck is I was like, oh, what's Max doing? I'll hop in on a stream. And I think it was Steve telling this fucking story of this girl that you guys met at a fucking Walmart.
The Vegas story or whatever.
And you guys go down to Vegas and you have to find the ice cream man.
Yeah, dude.
And I'm watching the chat like not understand what the fuck you guys are even talking about.
Wow,
like,
good thing he's not here right now because he would just blame this on me.
Oh, man. We know. You know what? As soon as he comes back, we need to ambush him with
that. I remember, was I in that? Was I talking to you guys during that stream?
No, I remember catching. I know. I tuned in as well. And
I remember thinking to myself,
story.
Like, man, Steve's full of shit.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, man. No, that's the level that you...
Hey, we showed up to our panel... maybe 2 minutes late because of that whole ordeal.
Mm-hmm.
Because we were stuck in fucking Victorville with this girl who carried around daggers. And...
Wow.
Welcome back, Steve.
That is
2 minutes. We ran into the panel. Hey, what's up, guys? We're Kenny and Steve and, you know, Simmons. We're in Yo Video Games, our very first panel.
Just to catch you up, we went from...
Yeah, that is really bad. All right.
We went from talking about, you know, Pat's impression of you guys being good, upstanding Christian boys, and then at some point we tuned into that hooker story. Or whatever,
and then everything
was.
Just went to shit after that, right?
It's like, okay, no, these are some proper filth bags.
This girl has a knife and she needs ice cream.
We're going to get along great.
Yeah.
Let's give her ice cream and get the fuck out.
Oh, my God.
That was the plan.
Oh, we need a sink. We need a sink. Don't
no,
forget.
Yeah. So he's already gone again.
He's gone again?
Yeah. Wow.
Because he's got that ghetto net. You know, that's that.
Are you back?
I'm here. Hold on.
Talk
about technical difficulties, right?
Are the South Side LA troubles happening around?
Yeah,
the internet,
right? Like, well, I'm keeping a ghetto over here. All right, like, you know, saying this is the pinnacle of the ghetto right now.
Pat just walked off.
He's stealing internet from the neighbor, and he has a fan pushing the internet towards his house outside.
Yeah, all right.
He's pushing all the internet waves.
Listen,
to his
it's all good.
Router.
It's all good. We can make it work. Now yes. Pat stepped off, so it's time for the proper layout that this podcast deserves. We go all black.
Yeah.
Whoa.
We go all dark.
Oh yeah.
We go all dark for everybody. The dark cast. Now let's keep it nice and quick before he gets back. What's hot in the streets? What are you listening to?
Oh, snap. Yo.
What you
I've been listening to
what you bumping these days.
Good lord. Let me tell you real quick.
Nothing with
bad
little
and bougie
in front of it.
Bad and bougie.
Yeah, you can't say little
how
nothing.
How ratchet is your
bad
car stereo right now?
Oh, yeah. Wooly got a sample. Like I was playing like some 90s hip hop, and then all of a sudden I went like full on like Juicy J, Ratchet, just stuff.
Okay.
And then Matt got scared a little bit.
Yeah.
Scared a little bit.
No, when Kenny was driving us, Kenny was driving us, myself, Matt and Liam. And like Matt and Liam got a little bit scared in the back seats. Like a little bit, it got a little bit uncomfortable. You know, it's that face that Liam makes when anyone's twerking. That, oh no, what have I walked into?
Yeah. What is this?
It was pretty good. Oh, he's back. There. Oh, okay. Is that enough for now?
Fuck you too, asshole.
Wow.
Oh, it's fine.
All right, tomorrow's video exists.
Great. So continuing the talking about.
Oh God! And then we were talking, but he's back. I'm on. Or
yeah.
Broccoli. Even Simmons is down with that song. You know, I have guilty pleasures. Some of it is mumble rap. Sometimes I just turn my brain off.
Sometimes,
right? Fuck it.
Yeah. Sometimes it's not guilty.
You know what the problem with
the only
with
guilty
that
thing
ratchet
is how it's not
is,
guilty. Mm-hmm, go on.
You know what the problem with that ratchet shit is that it's the same thing what Kenny was talking about before. It's like it's just a guilty pleasure. We all know it's garbage.
It's ignorant as fuck.
Is
yeah.
Trash, but you know what, man? When you in the club and that shit is bumping through the speakers and this dude is talking about, hey, oh.
Right? Yeah,
and
yeah, yeah.
Like you start losing money. Everybody in the crowd starts
you
going
can't,
crazy.
You can't, like, you know,
yeah,
get
yeah,
to, like,
yeah.
J. Cole or, you know. Or
yeah,
exactly. You can't get crunk in a club with some, you know, smooth-ass J. Cole or some
no,
underground.
No, like,
yeah,
anything that elicits that brings out the eight, right? Like, yeah. But it's like, but you say the club, but it doesn't have to be the club. It like at the tournament, right?
Yeah.
In the losers bracket, that shit starts bumping. Like it doesn't. It didn't even. All right, Pat. Look, let's
feel like we're doing your taxes again.
Look, let's help him out.
Did we ever tell that fucking story?
Let's help him out.
Did we ever tell that fucking story about you helped me going with you to do your taxes?
I don't even remember what you're talking about.
Or you went to Little Jamaica to fucking hand in your taxes?
Oh, jeez. I don't even remember what happened.
What happened was, is that we went to, you were like, oh, I got to do my taxes. Like, oh, we can hang out, play Street Fighter after. And like, and you say to Pat, this is like 10 years ago or whatever.
Yeah, yeah,
you say, Pat, I'm going to Little Jamaica. And I'm like, yeah, okay, well, let's just go. And so we go into Little Jamaica and we enter in this tiny accountant's office with nine, like 8.5 foot tall black dudes. All talking in thick Jamaican accents,
right?
And I'm like 19,
yeah.
And I hid behind you in the doorway.
Wow.
I don't remember.
Because I was so shy and intimidated by all these giant black people that I didn't know what to do.
Oh my
and
God.
I wasn't supposed to be there.
Oh
it was
my
so
God.
Embarrassing.
Yeah, I got my taxes done.
Fucking classic.
Well, you got your taxes.
I got my taxes done.
And we walked out, and you started laughing your ass off at me. You're like, were you hiding behind me? So, I was nervous.
It was like that Wesley Snipes movie where, like, he's with that Japanese guy and the black guy. Like, you know, like, they go to the Japanese hood. It's like, make eye contact at all times. It's disrespect to not look at them. Mm. And then they go to, like, the hood with Wesley Snipes. Like, yo, don't look anybody in the eye. You know, like, I forgot what movie that was, but I just remember that shit.
Yeah, you know? That, your classic, whatever,
90s
buddy cop style.
Yeah, buddy cop style.
Oh god. So that was we were getting through what your weeks and what you've been up to and stuff. If it was pretty much just Overwatch, that's all good. If you got no Overwatch, anime or on the plate or anything, any movies, but Steve, how about you, man?
Oh man, like my week has been pretty tense. I mean, like for a while I've been trying to get that Twitch subscription for Twitch, but things have been getting kind of weird, man. They're ducking me, man. They're ducking me right now. So, you know, I got a lot of setups and stuff like that. I got a lot of things that I want to set up for my stream and kind of introduce to the Twitch streamers and everything like that. And I have an idea of what I want to do. But I gotta get my YouTube game up. You guys, your YouTube game is on point.
Strong. It's
like,
okay.
Like it's ridiculous, man. But I gotta start getting YouTube game up. As far as games
are concerned,
I like
it when people compliment me,
no matter how much of a lie it is.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
Pat, your hair looks great. I appreciate that. I like that you said that.
Just take the compliment.
But as far as
games are concerned, you know, Street Fighter has been like the home of homes. I don't know why. Like, I'm loving Street Fighter V. It's gotten a lot of flack. Everybody knows it, but I'm all over it for some reason. I'm still a MKX boy, and
really,
I'm still all over that, man. I'm still having fun with the game.
I forgot that game existed,
and I'm still enjoying some of the other games, like. A lot of people don't like, you know, Last of Us or Uncharted or, you know, like just some of the other games that haven't really gained traction and stuff like that. They like the single players and everything like that.
Yeah, underground games like The Last of Us.
No, he means the multiplayer.
Okay.
Talking about, like, you know, multiplayer.
Right. Well, okay, sorry.
Did you play Last of Us, Wooly?
I played Last of Us.
Did you play the multiplayer?
I think, like, twice.
It's fucking fantastic. Uncharted, I don't think has a very good multiplayer personally, but the Last of Us multiplayer is fucking great. It's Counter-Strike with hitting people in the face with sticks.
There
you go. They became best friends.
If you ever played
Gears of War, then you kind of will have like The Last of Us. That feel will come back to you in there. And of course, you know, I was an old school SOCOM guy too. So
That explains that.
Yeah, exactly. So Last of Us is like, oh shit, we got SOCOM back? Really? Okay, let's do this. So now, but there's a ton of games that I've been getting myself into. But as far as like games in general, it's just been Street Fighter, MKX, and I would say a little bit of Call of Duty here and there, but
really?
Not too much, because just let's be honest, like the Call of Duty series has been kind of going downhill, but a lot of people have been talking about the zombies being really good, so
are they?
I'm like, okay, yeah, that's that's what I've been hearing. I haven't gotten a chance to get like a good squad to go down there and see what's up with the zombies, but I think the zombies are getting kind of oversaturated in video games. I think there's so many fucking zombie games. The only thing I'm looking forward to right now is Resident Evil. Yeah, the Resident Evil.
Yeah, but Resident Evil doesn't even really have zombies in it anymore.
It's crazy ass white people. It's Hicks, you know? That's good enough. I mean,
We had a fucking game where it was scary Hispanic people. Then we went to scary black people.
Scary Mexican Spanish people.
Then we went to RE6, which was zombies.
Scary.
And then now we're up to scary white people.
Yeah.
Who's next?
Yeah. We're missing a couple races in there.
I want the goddamn Asian Resident Evil game so bad. Mm.
I want scary white people like Russia. Not exactly.
So no zombies, no monsters, just Russian.
Russians.
You know, like not Hicks or anything. Just scary ass motherfuckers from like Yugoslavia and that area.
Is that guy a... No, he's drunk.
Yeah. Oh.
But he's biting that guy.
Oh, yeah. No, that's just Crooked.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Like I'm trying to think of did you guys play the VR? Because I saw you guys on your I saw you guys stream VR for a little bit, but I don't know if you guys actually played the Resident Evil VR.
Yes, I did.
Okay.
I played
We got a yes and a no.
Have you played it?
Yeah, we played it, and within 30 minutes of the gameplay, I got dizzy as fuck, and I wanted to throw up.
So, I think that's a terrible way to play that game. I think that game controls really poorly in VR.
Yeah,
because it doesn't have tank controls.
And, like, the way you turn your character's, like, rotation is all in, like, 30-degree angles. Huh.
You can turn that off though.
It's really
weird. Not? Well,
as a master of tank controls, you should be good with that.
Well, tank controls cannot exist in first person. All first person games have obviously relative tank controls. Tank controls are always relative to a third person perspective with a fixed camera. That's why they're called tank controls.
Aiming must be amazing though.
No.
Really?
Not really.
Huh.
It's actually harder because if your head moves at all, the shooting was supposed to be like different or something.
Sounds good.
Okay, fine. What I was going to say, Wooly, think of Rez, how like aiming with the head was perfect, right?
Yep.
Because Rez, you need large, broad, sweeping movements. In a Resident Evil game, the best thing that you can have is for your aim to stay rock solid in the dead center of your screen at all times.
Yes. Well, what I was thinking of was the fact that apparently, Liam was telling me about how aiming in Farpoint, for example, you actually aim down the sights, and it works for real. And that's the kind of thing that you can do shooting in VR that you couldn't do
The other thing is,
that makes your shooting better.
Just like you guys, like I got dizzy. It happened like an hour after I stopped playing, but did feel it. Whereas a bunch of the VR games that I played so far, I did not. Like it's a genuinely not good way to play that game. It is. I had a lot more fun replaying the demo without the VR headset.
Yeah,
but you're a lot quicker.
It feels like you move faster.
Did you get the dizzy effect on other games, or was it just Resident Evil?
Resident Evil. There's a shitty horror game
is a dizzy machine.
There was one other game, but I don't get it from everything. It was a couple games like that were like, no, this one sucks, this one's doing it, this one's making me sick, and Resident Evil was one of them.
Yeah. And I hope that isn't the case with, like, you know, I mean, because obviously they're pushing the shit out of VR right now, and they want everybody to play it, and they want everybody to buy a fucking what is it, like $500 or $600 VR headset or some crazy shit.
Yeah.
And they're doing their best. I mean, obviously you guys were Liam was at the PlayStation Experience, and he saw it firsthand of what they're actually trying to push. And I hope it's successful, but at the same time, how many people out there in the general public are going to start just throwing up after they use the damn thing for like 20 minutes?
Right.
And it becomes a giant, like, you know, oh shit, we didn't really test this.
The problem is the answer to that is more than zero. Right, yeah. Like, however many people it is, it's going
to
be more.
No,
than
like
zero.
None of us got to try like a VR version of PT, for example.
Yeah.
But
you know,
I think Kenny, didn't you?
Kind of. Like, if you put on the headset and then it's more immersive. It's not VR, but you don't see anything.
It's the fake screen in front of you.
You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So it was pretty creepy like that, and especially with the headphones, it upped the creepiness factor like by three. So it was
By specifically three. But at the same time, though, at the very least, like unlike a game like Here They Lie, which is just like trash because of those problems, with RE, you can at the very least go back to a normal screen and controller and just play the game like that, you know, and not have a problem.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, after you.
No. I was saying that like using a game that has corridors like PT or Resident Evil kind of makes it worse, because all you're seeing is like those, I mean, you're having tunnel vision and that's in that kind of aspect. But there was this other game that me and Kenny had played that kind of had like this whole view. We were like shooting spiders, Kenny. What was that at a PlayStation Experience?
Or some shit like that.
Yeah, like Farpoint or some game called Farpoint or something like that. And you could look around and you could, like, you know, you could see the gun in front of you, you could see your hands, and immersion in that was actually a little bit more, it actually felt a little easier as opposed to just seeing the corridors, looking around, and things start getting really dizzy. Like, it's tunnel vision on tunnel vision, and it fucks with you, so... I think that's something that they need to really test out and see if people in general don't get fucked up by that, because I'm telling you now, I've never had that feeling before in a video game except for the VR. And
yeah, I considered myself to be totally immune to motion sickness until VR came out.
Exactly. Wow. Right. Like, I can go on a plane. I can go on a boat, you know.
I could play Game Boy games in the back of my parents' car on a bumpy road, like all that shit. That.
You are immune to motion sickness.
At the same time, though, it also shows you how, like, a good developer that has done their homework can make the game not make you feel sick. And I feel like, every time I try Hair They Lie, it's going to happen no matter what. But like with Eagle Flight, it's like it happens after a long session, but it will leave me feeling uneasy. I've never felt anything playing Rez. Rez has been perfect.
Rez is fantastic.
Every time.
The only thing is like my head's really sweaty.
And yeah, that's it. So that to me is just proof. It's like, you know, no, the developer has a say, or rather their skill in developing the VR game that will determine how sick you feel.
I feel it's just a testing issue. Test the game correctly. Have the game testers all play the game together, and which one of them starts throwing all up in the studio. Then you say, hey, what made you throw up? And you know, you work from there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it's simple testing, like proper testing to get the system to work right. I don't know. Have you guys played the Battlefront demo in VR?
No, yeah, I have. That is thing is really cool, man.
Damn right.
It is.
I felt like I was in the TIE fighter flying through fucking space, shooting the Death Star, or not the Death Star.
X-Wings. You're piloting the X-Wing. It's like probably one of the best VR demos out there right now. Like,
hell yeah, man.
I couldn't believe how like good that felt. And the thing is if you play the Jackal Assault Call of Duty version, you
that
really
was badass too.
It was cool, but like the Star Wars version of it was way tighter. Like I felt, and plus it wasn't just like a 4-minute thing. You really got a whole mission out of it.
Right.
And it's something that, you know, really lends itself to the experience as well, is the fact that in the Jackal Assault mission, you're kind of just using the controller playing as usual. Whereas in the X-Wing, you can actually look around the cockpit and every button works and everything responds and causes the thing. And like you bring up the aiming targeting reticle in the same way they do in the movies and stuff. Like it is super duper on point.
I agree.
Really hope it becomes a full game.
I mean, who knows? I guess it comes down to the response of the public. But those kind of games are the ones that, I mean, because honestly, everybody who's watched Star Wars from, you know, episode 1 through 7 or whatnot, they all have this idea of, man, I wonder what it would be like to be in the TIE fighters and shoot down the Death Star and do all this crazy shit. And I mean, you have like rides, you know, here and there, or you have like, you know, these video games that, you know, will try to get you to that point. But nothing beats, at this point anyway, nothing has beaten the VR. The VR makes you feel like you are in that situation, and you are, you know, flying in space and destroying Star Destroyers and all that bullshit.
I've spent like countless hours playing X-Wing versus TIE Fighter back in the day, like on PC, and like honestly, if they release a full game like this and just add in a match speed with target button, which is the thing that you always want in your dogfighting, you know, type of game, like I'm beyond golden. Like that easily becomes probably my second favorite game but behind Rez, if they make a full version of that. And I mean, I feel like why would they spend all that money besides like research to create a really good result from their test and then not actually use it anywhere else, you know? So I'm hopeful on that.
I wonder if that was what's missing from No Man's Sky, because No Man's Sky was just, let's just go in space and then we visit this planet and then we do
dogfighting wouldn't have saved it.
No, there's a
dogfighting wouldn't have saved it. No,
there's a there is dogfighting in that game,
but I mean multiplayer in general is like the whole thing.
Too much of that game missing. There's too much of what that game already has in it, and not enough of what it doesn't.
Running into other players probably could have created some sort of like weird Second Life type scenario where people can still have fun just interacting with other people.
I drew a penis on the planet. It's
Did
a
you
penis.
Actually play Second Life?
I never touched Second Life, but I know what it is.
Okay, all right.
What you got in there?
What are you talking about? You used to use your character Ralph all the time, Ralph Puton.
Ralph Puton, right? Yeah.
Oh, you're not familiar?
No,
it's a very famous Second Life character.
Okay.
It's a fucking tiny green troll that just walks into private rooms and watches people have sex. Oh,
I saw
that.
Yes, I did see those pictures.
People tell him to leave, and he's no.
I didn't know his name, but I saw those pictures, yeah.
A private, you know, like a thing going. Could you just walk out or just leave? He's like,
I'm gonna, no,
yeah, no, but I think it would have taken a lot more to save No Man's Sky, like you know. But yeah. I still think though that whatever we talked about it last time, but that was a nice patch they put out there for it. Cool. I had a bit of a week.
Did you?
I had a bit of a week.
Tell me.
Uh-oh.
I went to MAGFest.
You went to that thing.
Damn it, man. I saw the pictures.
Yo, MAGFest, Music and Game Festival. Apparently started out as Mid-Atlantic Game Festival or something, and then they switched it.
So it was in the ocean?
Apparently so. I don't know what happened, but at some point,
that joke was underrated.
It was, oof. All right. So, yeah. Anyway, MAGFest is the shit. It is, to me, my favorite, it's my favorite con experience. I think just as a person, as a person walking around doing stuff on that level, I think it's just the most fun. When you go to a trade show, when you go to something like PAX or E3, you're really at the end of the day, as a person walking around, you're just waiting in line 75% of the time. Getting a stab at four or five games you really want to play, and getting to talk to a developer you really like or something like that. And that's always fun with indie games. But, I think MAGFest is very different in that, you can get as much gaming as you want in a given day, or as much music as you want, or just events. They had an escape room set up. You can fill each of the days that the con goes on for with whatever you want. And it's usually really good versions of that, whenever.
Wait, so they have enough machines for everyone to play consistently, or
man, the dealer's room is the giant warehouse room as a con dealer's room is, but mirroring it in size right next door is just the arcade machines that are all free play, and they have everything. Every year they have everything. Yeah, it's. You've got I don't even want to throw numbers out there, but just
like a billion.
It just endless aisles of rhythm games, endless aisles of fighting games on their candy cabs. Whatever you're looking for, there's the retro wall. They had Jubeat, which is probably my favorite rhythm game. They had Jubeat. They had 12 machines. Just side to side, lined up all day, packed.
Is that the one with the little hand motions?
It's the one with the it's basically you're on a grid that's 4x4, and you have to tap the buttons as they light up to the beat. It's just
I've seen that.
Simple.
Me and Steve, fun. We played one rhythm game.
You ready?
That was Beat Mania.
Damn right,
yo.
False.
Beat Mania. Boom.
We had had the turntables.
Yeah.
The little lights.
Yeah.
And, it was funny because real DJs used to diss that shit, but you know what? The game was fun as hell. That shit was the business.
Like the same
segment.
Three songs every time.
it's hard, man. The one time I remember in Japan, I went up to the... I don't want to say 2DX, but it was whatever the latest version of Beatmania was. Started out at the basic level on that. And they've given up on, are you new to Beatmania? It's like, no, you're not here playing this if you don't know what you're doing.
Get the fuck out of my arcade cabinet.
Yeah, and the low-level green, layer of entry was just note oblivion. Getting thrown at your face, and it was I just it wasn't even you fail and then you go, oh man, it was before I failed I stopped playing and walked off. Thuggery,
get that licensed fucking song off the Twitch.
What the fuck?
It's not gonna be on the Twitch. The Twitch cops won't know that song.
Yeah, I know, right? That's
was that your phone?
Of course it was his phone, man.
All right. But it's fine. It's the black cast. It's all good. We can let that ride.
We
let it ride.
Yeah. But no, I know what you mean. When I played, what was it? Not even Beatmania, but the DDR. DDR, for some reason, my feet can't
work well with my brain, and I don't know how 2 feet and feet
yep.
game.
Yep.
And, yeah, and things get weird. Things
Max
get really
has one of those in his house, and Steve's still never touched it. It's nope. free. He could learn for free mm-hmm. and get good.
Well, not even Max. Touched. Like, I used to work at Tilt. I used to work in an arcade that had what was DDR and what was the other one? It was there was the other version
in
of
the
DDR
groove?
That. Yeah, in the groove.
Yeah. And, oh, with the diagonals on it.
Like, wasn't yeah, that from yeah, Korea yeah, that was like, yeah. fuck you, DDR is better with diagonals?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was Konami, I think, right? When they were cool, right? They had their own beat, you know, in the groove type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, never touched it. The feet does not work well with the brain here. Like, fingers, yeah, sure, no problem. But feet,
I can never
yeah.
get up above average.
Okay, all right. So, basically... The no, you're not talking about rhythm
but
games.
What happened was
yeah, that's a good one too.
The rhythm games like In the Groove and stuff like that. I was watching as like two dudes were just going nuts with the hard mode on that, like both sides, and they were double
yeah.
dashing.
Yeah,
where you kind of like in the middle of the song do a full on swing in and out to
yeah.
switch players and stuff, and
yeah.
like people reaching down with their hands, and I'm like that shit was nuts, but. I remember hearing rumors back in the day. I never saw any footage of it, but my friends told me that at the right places, at the right arcades, motherfuckers were seawalking on the machines.
Yeah.
And I'm like, "Were like really?"
Well, you know what? Here's yeah. the thing. That's how you got the ladies in my arcade. Like doing things like that.
No, like, you have to get your walk on to I'm a little butterfly.
Yeah,
if you use the handlebars on that game, you were a bitch. Like, you could not.
Yeah, well, you'd have like to get the super highest level, but yeah, like those guys, like on a Saturday night, would clean up the arcade. You know, there'd be just like fucking group of girls. They'd go in there, do the little team up moves. Girls gone.
Yeah, all three of them from the arcade would be gone. Like
you walk over, you're about to get on the machine, you yell at the operator, hey, I'm going to need a mop and bucket over here.
Now, what's the over-under? Like, what are the chances here that, like, over at Konami's Bemani team, a couple of Riverside Crips work their way up so that they can get songs perfect for seawalking into the games as the long con? I want that future. Why are these games suddenly light blue?
Any gangsta songs, right?
A whole like player one is blue and the other player is also blue. What's up with that?
The Bloods went in there and just smashed up the entire machine because, like, nah, fuck that. We don't want no crabs in here.
But no, like that's, and you know, like honestly, like that's the thing is MAGFest. Yeah, you have everything going on in the arcade. You have an equally. As large, again, mirrored over on the opposite side of the dealer's room, just indie game setups with, like, people bringing out their games and, like, you know, trying out whatever, projectors on the walls, all kinds of fun stuff, including Line Wobbler, which is this crazy thing I've never seen or heard of before until now. It is a game that is just an LED strip of lights.
The fuck?
That is all it is, and a joystick at the end of it, right? And so the LED.
Is this just irritating stick with LEDs?
It looks as if, like, you know, it's almost like when you go to play, like, one of those strongman tests with the hammer things at the carnival.
Okay.
But it's not, but it's just they're LED, small LEDs, and they go along the table and then upwards, and, you know, into the air, like, vertically. And, like, you use the stick to move your green light along the path, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Eventually, you run into little red dots that are enemies, and if you touch them, you'd explode and die. And you're pretty much going up or down. And if you wobble to the side, you do an attack. Now, your attack has a startup and a range where you actually, your green light, like, spreads apart and comes back together and destroys whatever is in that range, right? So you start
living right now.
You start playing footsies with these little lights, right? And you make your way through, and then it's like, okay, you made the first level, great. Now we introduce conveyor belts, where little white lines are areas where you get dragged toward or away from enemies. Then they start coming from both sides. Then they start putting lava that appears and disappears. And you're like, I'm playing one-dimensional Dark Souls right now, a little bit, with, like, straight-up enemies evading, and, like this whole thing is... And it's so sick, because... You never really thought about, like, how basic,
like game concepts could be conveyed through just one line. You know,
yeah.
What the fuck?
It's so sick, man. And like, and yeah. You get to the end of it, and there's a proper boss fight with a dot.
With a dot,
you know. Line and I was like, dots. This is next level. Like, and the guys that were next to it were describing how you can have like people set this up, and it's actually on GitHub, and like people have made it so that it's a big circle in their room. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I was talking with Cranky about how sick would it be if you had a pathway where you can branch throughout a giant room and like go different areas to go different places.
It's time to make your Christmas decorations next level.
Right? Where your Christmas decorations are a game that you can travel along, you know? Take that like Stranger Things kind of like light setup and do something really nuts with it and like actually...
Oh yeah, more nuts than what they do in Stranger Things.
And, you know, and make a game out of it. Like, it's so cool, man. So they had stuff like that. There's the game that was just like you go into a tent, no one's around. And, like, you sit in this tent, and there is a keyboard with moss all over it, except for on certain keys.
Mm-hmm.
And then you touch the key, and then you play this game. And then that's it. It's this experience, and it's there, and that was that. And it's like, all right, hope you enjoyed this one guy's random game in a tent.
Performance art project.
It's kind of nutty like that. But anyway, but the point is that you can spend all day doing that at MAGFest. Or just head up to the music room. It's great. It's a really good con. I highly recommend it. Got to spend time with our good old friends who are now going by the Noostabayaz.
Yes, I saw.
So that's Austin Boca No Eruption, formerly known as. That was George Super Bunny Hop. And
did he try and give out some of his George sleeves?
No, but everyone was wearing their George sleeves.
Oh, that's very cool.
So that was cool. Yeah, they're pretty sharp. And that was Mother's Basement. Jeff.
Because of the caked.
Exactly.
George.
Exactly.
In them.
Callbacks to previous
They're
podcasts,
sharp.
You guys. Did a panel with Jeff. Liam, myself, and Jeff did a panel on the best openings in video games.
And what was your pick? What was your
I
pick?
I think it went over pretty well. I threw a couple in there. I threw in...
Give me your number one right now.
Onimusha 3.
There. Thank you.
Damn. All right,
that's the right answer.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
that's the right answer with a bullet.
Alongside a couple other things.
Did you put that fucking Jurassic Park Super Nintendo game in there?
No, I didn't. And I wouldn't. I just liked that there was voice acting in it. That's
okay,
all.
Okay, yeah.
No, I threw in some fun stuff. And I threw in pretty much the only like non-anime answers too of the group too. Because I was like, okay... Like, we need to go through this. And I'm like, I don't care what anyone says. Rock Band 1 had an amazing
yes,
intro.
Yes, it does. Absolutely.
And that might get overlooked, you know?
Do you guys think that, Rock Band or Guitar Hero will ever make a comeback at this point?
No.
I think, like...
It'll be a goddamn while if it is.
Like, just oh, like they had shit. To wait. They had to wait for everyone to be ready for another one. Like,
and they didn't wait long enough.
And they did, yeah.
Right?
That's it.
Like, yeah, they just kept, like, well, I mean, Activision is notorious for this. They did this with Tony Hawk. Mm-hmm. They did this with Guitar Hero. And guess what they're doing with Call of Duty?
They're doing it with Call of Duty, yeah.
Yeah.
Right? They're notorious for this.
Put it to the ground.
Right? Like, they don't give a fuck. They just throw it out, and you know what they do? They say, okay, well, this is a good idea. We'll milk it for all it's worth, and then we'll move on to the next thing while this thing is starting to slowly die.
Yeah.
Well, Call of Duty is starting to slowly die, so what's their next big thing? That's what I'm curious about, because how are they going to stay afloat? Of course, they merged with, Blizzard, and now they're...
So they have God infinite money.
Right, you know, like, they could just take over the world of games. But, I mean, what is their next big thing? Somebody told me that Destiny, is it? But,
yes, it's supposed to be Destiny.
It's supposed to be Destiny.
But Destiny 1 was kind of...
There's a point that you hit with a franchise when people are getting exhausted of your brand, and...
I bought those games every year for like 6
years.
Yeah,
man, well, you know, and like every company has to face it, right? And basically go like, all right, what do we do from here? And do you either take a break and like reinvent it from the ground up or try to improve or something? You know, like Assassin's Creed did it, whatever. But like,
or
and
do
it's
you
like,
just try and get that last drop
or
of blood
do you
out.
Squeeze all the blood from the stone, you know, until it's completely like dead to everyone and everyone's sick of it and you've milked it for as far as you can go and then, well, now it's scorched earth.
Yeah.
You're going to do that second one.
Look at Resident Evil. They milked it for
man.
All its worth to the point where part 6 was a goddamn travesty. But now they're doing Resident Evil 7 and it feels like it's a completely all new rework from the ground up.
And hopefully like, they don't hit us with another like fucking I don't even remember the name of the game I'm trying to make fun. Umbrella Corps? Is it Umbrella Corps?
Oh, that's, ouch.
That
ouch.
Fucking
yeah.
piece of shit? Ouch. Holy ouch. Fuck. And an guys, orc, Operation Raccoon City?
I was surprised you weren't going straight to orc.
Umbrella Corps is worse.
Huh.
Go watch our video, Willie. Okay. It's the
Do it.
Fucking worst.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you guys didn't know, I was in a commercial for that. I went the last year's PlayStation experience. I was in a commercial for that game, and I was praising the fuck out of that game. Oof. Only to play a little later, and yeah, I sold out pretty bad.
Ooh, all right, so it was exciting at the time. They were going to give them a PlayStation
exactly,
4.
Yes,
yeah.
They're like,
exciting.
Hey, there's lights. And
hey, man, we've all been excited things. At the prospect of a huge bribe, but,
right?
You yeah, know, exactly. I mean, Killer Instinct's a great game.
Hey, you're playing this game, and guess what? You win, there's blowjobs at the end of it. What?
Man, what? That's crazy. It's the best game ever.
Cool. Sell out Steve.
And then you don't win the blowjob, and you play the game later on, and it's like, this game sucks.
Infinite Shill GE.
Yeah, man. Damn. It was one of those things where I was just excited to be there. And
yeah,
I was excited
yeah.
to play the new game.
Oh, yeah, no,
well, that,
totally,
no, that's part of the thing. That's why they get people coming out of demos
yeah.
at events yeah. like E3, like people that aren't supposed to be at E3 but still manage to get into E3, and they ask them, like, how'd you like the new demo? Oh, my God, I'm so excited. Mm-hmm. It was amazing.
Yeah,
it's like, yeah sure.
Yeah, it's intoxicating, though, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
No, there's an aura. Like,
especially,
it's the atmosphere,
and it's what they try to do for the press whenever, like, you know, they get game journalists up into like a big rooftop party.
I mean, Willie, that happened to us. We came out of PAX one year, like singing the absolute praises to the high heavens for Evolve,
right?
Because we played it in this fucking perfect, ideal scenario,
and it was incredibly
that doesn't reflect
fun.
The real world at all.
It was incredibly,
and we
fun.
Played two games,
yeah.
And then when it came out, we're like. Oh, what? Oh, no.
All that other stuff happened.
Oh,
the game's still great, drunk. But all that other stuff happened.
You're, all you're of like, that other
you're
stuff.
Drunk, and they were in the club, and you're like, man, this is great. And then you just wake up next to
the club.
Yeah, and you see a titty on the table, and you're like, what happened?
Yeah, you wake up. And
wait, what?
Yeah,
that is a titty on the table. Is it by itself?
It's by itself.
That's bad.
I'm taking that one from my cousin Sean. Like that's what that was his expression. Is you wake up and you see a titty on the table?
The table.
You're like, what?
Time to put your pants on and jump out the window, Sean.
Oh boy,
that makes you do a double take. You're like, wait, titty, wait. Oh,
but no, like I think though that Rock Band and you know any rhythm game for that matter, like all the plastic music rhythm games, like if you wait long enough, there will be another time when there's music that people want to play that exists that doesn't exist in any rhythm game.
I'm calling it right now. You know? The next and big rhythm game is going to be it's going to be like DJ Hero, but it's going to use those fucking I don't know what those instruments are called. They're the squares. With the little squares inside them that mixers use, like Daft Punk uses.
Oh, well, that's Jubeat.
That's Jubeat.
That's what Jubeat is.
Oh, okay, well that's going to be the next big thing.
That's what you're playing on. It's effectively that with like a few less keys, but
that's
you know,
the new
I've
thing.
If you guys want to play a game, if you guys want to get really urban, you guys should play a game called Get on the Mic. That is
Isn't
is the
name of that game actually Get on Da Mic?
Yeah, Da Mic.
Okay.
Pat knows. It is Get on Da Mic. And me and Kenny, we played it how many E3s ago, Kenny? Very many. If you guys didn't know, me and Kenny have been to almost every E3 for like the past 10 years, maybe?
Probably. Since 2001, I believe.
Makes sense. It's in your backyard.
We've been to every E3. And in one of the E3s,
we
actually
always didn't have credentials, too, some of the time.
Oh, no. Yeah. At one point, we got in. I think I was Merida Pushkin, and he was Yurin Vodolovsky.
Nice.
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah, we had literally just gotten in because, fuck it. We got somebody.
Because my brother's girlfriend at the time.
Your brother's uncle's girlfriend, sister's.
No, my brother's girlfriend. Yeah. She was Russian, and I guess the Rush, like, you know, like this Russian company was putting Nintendo's booth together. And she's like, you know, me and Steve were just, you know, came over there, and we were going to play some video games in my house. And then they're like, my brother's girlfriend's like, hey, do you guys like video games and stuff? And he's like, oh, fucking yeah. It's like, there's a thing, E3.
He, like, slapped his knee and said, yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, well, yeah, my friends, you know, they're doing this thing at E3. And we're like, E3? oh, and he's like, yeah, you guys want to get in? And like, we meet up with this guy, like in the, like, you know,
at the docks. And he's like, right.
Yeah, the docks. And he gives us badges. I'm Yuri.
He's wearing a trench coat.
Yuri Ludorlowski. I can't even pronounce his name.
Yeah,
he had two badges.
Yeah.
One was Marina Pushkin.
We're like
moose and squirrel.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Let's just go in. And this was before. Like, everybody started hacking E3 and doing all this crazy shit, and, now, like, security's on point now.
Yeah, yeah.
But,
was that our first one? I think that was our first one, right, Kenny?
Yeah, that was the first one, yeah.
Yeah, that was our first time there, yeah.
We
were virgins. We were E3 virgins. Fuckery. Then, so.
I'm jealous because our local game show here in Montreal was
pathetic sack.
Garbage. It was this thing called Arcadia. It lasted 2 years, and like the second year managed to somehow be way more pathetic than the first.
Way worse.
It went from like actually being in a big expo hall that was just like poorly set up to being in a mall, and just being like, go into the back of this truck to play some game. It was really not good.
The only good thing about that thing was that the first one, you could play Gears of War 1 and Twilight Princess way before it.
Yeah, and that was it.
And they were clearly the full finished product.
But anyway, but you know, the moral of the story is like, when you're a company and it comes down to like the point where you make that decision, don't gravity squeeze your IP. Don't squeeze that bitch. Don't do it.
Yeah. Nah, man, I gotta squeeze it. I need that money now.
It's crazy because it's been working for Activision, so now that's like their motto. It's like, we don't give a shit, milk the fucking game, we'll make another one, we're that good. That's how they think.
It's funny because
it's a war of attrition.
The Activision side of that company acts like that, and the Blizzard side of the company does literally the exact opposite of that.
And maybe
those checks and balances work for each other, right?
Like, WoW is going to be around 15 years from now for sure. Yeah. There's no doubt. It'll still have like 5 million people.
That those two companies have done is not interfere with each other. They said, okay, we're going to merge, but we're not going to deviate between who does the decisions on making games. Blizzard, you do your thing. Activision, you do your thing. We'll make money together. There you go.
They've been so successful, they were able to buy themselves back from Vivendi.
Yeah.
Damn.
I always love those stories, you know? But
are you going to be the guy who goes to Bobby Kotick and says, nah, man, you can't do another Call of Duty this year? No, you're not. It'll break your fucking legs.
That's not, that. Well, that takes balls, and I respect that, but it's not going to happen.
It's not going
to
happen.
But to wrap that up, shout outs to Super Eyepatch Wolf, who happened to be staying next door to me at MAGFest.
He makes good videos. I've watched quite a few of them.
So we hung out the whole weekend as well, and like, he's a super cool guy. No.
Is he a wolf?
He's a proper dude from Dublin, and he came all the way fucking over, you know, for MAGFest, and he's another one of the boys. He's another one of our boys. He's officially part of the friend crew now.
Speaking of MAGFest and video game music, was the godlike music creator... Mick Gordon, was he there?
Mick Gordon was not there. Unfortunately, the call out that we did with Jake Kaufman didn't work. When we had Jake on last time, we basically tried to challenge MAGFest and Mick Gordon into having both of them on stage, like doing a ridiculous, amazing show where they cover each other's music, and
it
would have been just the most godlike event ever.
Yeah. But it was not to be.
But maybe, I don't know, who knows what will happen next year. But sadly, he was not there. Who was there was, you know, Richie Branson, Mega Ran.
How's Richie doing?
Richie's doing good. Okay. He's working on new stuff.
Because he had a Kickstarter, and then like the troubles happened with him, and that like scared the shit out of me.
No, like he said, he's like, I got a little thing in my throat right now, but he's working on some music still, and he's coming back. So you know, stay tuned for that.
It's gonna be so good.
What is your guys' opinion on Overwatch getting Game of the Year over Uncharted and Doom?
Oh, I don't pay attention to that shit anymore.
Okay, so yeah, he's like,
I'm above that. Now that I have my own fucking show, I don't have to give a fuck about other people's shows anymore.
Yeah, I the awards are, you know what I mean? Like, straight up, like, we were at them and, like, we were just laughing the entire time last time. We just don't take it seriously at all, dude. Like, straight up.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
Like, you know how when I watched that thing, I said, Witcher 3 should win Game of the Year, and everyone told me, Pat, Witcher 3 didn't come out this year, and I said, I don't care. That's how I feel about that shit. Who cares?
But yes, that's what they were there, as well as Grimecraft, if you know.
I'm not familiar with
Grimecraft. Grimecraft is fucking great. The Proto Men were there. Like, dude, like, all the good DJs. A-Rival, right? A-Rival, like, the, you know, of fighting game remix fame and stuff like that. So, it's a great event. Shout-outs to Chie's best waifu. Met him. Met some of the Discord folks. And just a lot of people that, you know, showed up for a cool little fan meetup that we did. Yeah, all in all, I can
a
just...
A little fan meetup? Was it like the LA fan meetup?
Yeah, I know, right?
It was more tame than that. Yeah, I go,
yeah,
dude.
Damn, God. LA fan meetup.
Dude, I still feel bad about, like, you know, you guys coming out and just us standing out in the cold like that.
It was awesome. Like, I mean, that was an experience. I actually took pictures of the entire line that went all the way down to the back of the parking lot. Like, yeah. God damn, man. Like, that was crazy. It was freezing. So many people showed up. I was like, okay, yeah, you know.
Canadian freezing.
Not Canadian. Yeah,
no, we were able to withstand that. But yeah, cheers, guys. You know, appreciate
it. That was awesome, man.
Sick, man. Picked up some cool stuff while I was down there. Got myself a Famicom Mini. Because the Nintendo Minis are gone forever, but Video Games in New York had a Famicom Mini, which is a different set of games in it. Because they're all, you know, the Japanese ones have, like, Kunio.
Yeah, fuck that.
Like,
it got hacked.
Yeah.
Who gives a
shit?
And
now you can put whatever you want on it. So that, you know, really? We'll see. Maybe it was a pretty good purchase. Not to mention because it's a Famicom, the controllers are stuck in it. You can't plug them out.
Weird.
Because that's what the original Famicom was like. Oh. So it's just, like, accurate to that. It's cool, but, like,
but at the same time,
hopefully nothing goes wrong.
Yeah.
You know, that's pretty much what, you're stuck. You're committed to those controllers. Don't wear them out.
Well, it means if you lose it inside yourself, you can always pull it out.
Wow.
Beautiful.
My ears.
No one can stop me.
All I know is I just want to hit up that No Mercy tournament so bad in my life.
Yes. Matthew was there. And they got proper wrestling announcers to do their event, dude.
Wow.
They got announcers, man.
That's on my bucket list, man.
Oh, God. Like, they
No Mercy tournament.
Honestly, announcers. Yeah, no. The Botchamania No Mercy tournament every year at MAGFest is...
Is that, like, streamed or, like, some way I could just...
I don't think so, because the event... It doesn't even...
That's like Burning Man, you know?
You can't really stream it because it's on a giant, like... A cube with four projectors on each side.
You could stream that.
Where you're walking in a circle just watching the matches happen. That. You're not going to get the full experience.
You can get like a fucking GoldenEye cross-section looking thing.
And you're not going to get Matthew like on top of a chair leading the charge as everyone chants and they take over the game room at MAGFest. You have to be there.
Yeah.
It's a really good time though. Yeah, anyway, no, so that was that. And, like, on the way there, I was telling everyone about I Am a Hero manga.
I Am a Hero.
Yep, so I read the next couple volumes of that, and it's still really good. I think you should still read it.
They're in my house.
Good.
But yeah. I haven't picked them up.
Yeah.
That's waiting for, like, it's basically, like, a plane trip.
It is.
Right? Like, it's next time I get onto a plane.
Yeah.
I'm going to just blow through them. I have the first two. How many are there now in English?
I don't know how many are out, but I've read through the first two omnibuses, so that's four volumes.
Okay, that is actually four volumes?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
And, you know, if you want to see how badly Japan gets fucked due to...
Apparently, the Korean movie Train to Busan is very similar. In terms of, like, it's also apparently very good.
There's I Am a Hero live action movie that exists as well. I don't know how it was, but if you want to see how Japan gets fucked by the zombie apocalypse due to the
no guns,
due to no guns and various other, like, infrastructure
incredibly
problems,
incredibly high population density per square meter,
and some of the same bureaucracy issues that Shin Godzilla dealt with, it's a really good manga. Check it out.
I was going to say, man, they got really big swords, you know? They could use that or something, right?
Not for the runner types, you know?
Oh,
the fast
that's right.
runner type zombies? I don't know, man. You stick it in one, and, like, if you don't go all the way through, you're fucked. You know?
Yeah, that's right. They'll still bite you, so. I mean, they don't give a shit if you stab them in the chest. Like, they're not worried about that. Damn.
They're not worried about nothing.
Yeah.
Yo, and... how was Pat's week?
What was that?
Somebody stole your fucking Segway.
Well, oh!
They stole it.
I saw it because I'm watching it live. I'm watching Wooly. I watched them take a breath, put up his hand, he's like, no, he's deliver, like... and they're bam!
And Kenny, I appreciate the moxie. I appreciate right? that kind of... You're a go-getter. You're a go-getter. But you fucked up.
You gotta do stuff.
But you fucked up, Kenny.
How'd he fuck up?
Because I was about to go into our sponsor.
Oh! Got him.
Got him. We'll come back to my week in just a moment.
First, just let's find out
messages.
You know how our sponsor's week was.
You know you done fucked up.
Guys, shut the fuck up for like 1 second.
Today, the Super Best Friend Cast is sponsored by Casper Mattresses.
Oh, I love Casper Mattresses.
That's a good mattress at a shockingly fair price. You want to sleep in comfort? Do it on a Casper. That's what I did.
I used to have a crappy mattress.
And then what happened?
Then I got a better mattress, and my life dramatically improved.
Like, now your hair is growing back.
It's okay. Well,
you're getting taller.
Okay, let's.
Like,
yes.
Everything is
those
just.
Are, those things are happening.
Everything's coming up, Pat House.
Yep. My and dick got bigger.
Everything. Everything got bigger.
Like you're sleeping on air?
It's like I'm sleeping on a cloud made out of dreams.
It's because you know why? Because the next best thing to sleeping on air is sleeping on memory foam.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. It's like a memory card, except it's for your comfort.
Wow.
The best thing about a memory foam mattress is the longer you use it, like the mattress I use has been memory foam for quite a while, and if you use it for like over a year, you create a fucking like
an Amigara fault for your body.
You create a fucking like shape of, like a crime scene photo of yourself in the bed, and you just get like in the middle of the night, I just naturally roll into the exact spot.
Fall into the groove.
It's the best.
Fall into the groove. So yeah, that's it. And that's the falling into the groove of your crime scene body for maximum comfort is why Time Magazine named it one of the best inventions of 2015.
Oh, seriously? That's a hell of a
try it for 100 nights free, risk-free, excuse me. And if you don't like it, they'll pick it up and refund you. So, hey.
I think that deal is
if
legitimately
that for nights,
crazy.
They're not going to want it back.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
Well, because you're going to enjoy it so much, right?
Oh, yeah.
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 Yeah. Because it's such a high-quality mattress.
I'm going to keep it.
Yeah.
And if they want to take it, they won't want it back. Because there's a lot of magic that's going to happen there.
There you go. Everybody. Casper mattresses can...
A lot of anime and
tissues. Everyone wins.
Everything. All your mattress needs covered by the memory foam on the Casper mattress.
You know how you know a mattress is high quality?
How?
When you get a mattress, you lie down on that mattress, and the first thought that goes through your head is, I'm going to fuck this mattress up.
Hmm. That's what a mattress... A good mattress is there to take it.
Yeah.
So, you want to head on down to www.casper.com/superbest. Use the promo code SUPERBEST, and you'll get $50 off any mattress purchase. It's that simple. Try it out. It's a legit good mattress, though. And you cut open the box that they sent to your house. And
you sleep
open.
On that mattress.
You're like, whoa, what is crazy? What is this amazing tech? So try it out again. That's Casper.com/SUPERBEST. Thanks, Casper.
Thank you, Casper.
Now, Kenny, you can take the segue.
There you go. So, you are allowed.
How was your weekend?
I had a pretty laid-back week. I only really played a couple games of note. We did a video for Binding of Isaac earlier this week,
mm-hmm.
and that is one of the most comments I've ever seen. It was a lot like when we did the Let It Die video, in which people came out of the woodwork to be like, this game is secretly super huge.
We had no idea going in, because I was just like, man, that's a game I always wanted to play and never played. Let's just try that this week. Never had any clue.
And I was like, oh, that's a cool little indie game. That's
explosive comments. Apparently, careers have been built on this
thing. Yeah, so I'm like, oh, Binding of Isaac. Okay, is that big on Twitch? 27,000 people are watching Binding of Isaac right now.
Yeah. You know, like a lot of like Northern Lion memes start showing up in our comments. And
after,
we're like, what is
Afterbirth Birth
here?
Plus?
Yeah, yeah. Why, you know, and like, why aren't they playing Afterbirth Plus? And then you know how I knew it was real? I knew it was legit when I saw the same type of frustration from people because I missed the devil door and I didn't know what the con- I don't know what that deal is. Yeah. Like, I don't know what any of these things do. It's so, like when you got it, I was like, oh, it just a book appears, I think,
yeah.
And then you just, and then nothing happens. So like, okay, but like the level of reaction that that type of thing garnished, I was like, this is on a Souls level.
This is a big deal. This thing is huge.
So, people really care.
I played about maybe half a dozen more runs.
I mean, Bible Thump is just the that's where it's from, right?
That game is
really
fucking
that were Bible
stellar.
Thump?
That game is fucking great. I can't wait to play more of it. It's just super good.
Hmm.
And the Afterbirth Plus. There's only one issue with it, is that it's
unfairly hard.
It's like the Binding of Isaac devs were like, every time an expansion came out, it's explicitly and only for the people that crushed the last one. So I'm starting on Afterbirth Plus, and it is for real. It is serious. But it's like, no, it's super, super fantastic. There's over 500 like of those items that
500
that I don't know what almost any of them do. Like, I picked up a guppy tail, and everyone started to go crazy. You got the guppy tail, but it does nothing? Does it do nothing? I don't know. That game's fucking great. It's absolutely fantastic. Though you can get super fucked on a bad run because of RNG. But, hey. Yeah. So you're saying we have a three-quarters black podcast this week, and just mysteriously I'm occasionally muted for long periods?
No. In fact, it's that you're too loud.
Oh.
Oh, I see how it is.
Oh, it's that I'm too loud?
Well,
I'm very
I just noticed this. Right?
You know, the smallest people in my life are the loudest people.
Yeah, me and that other guy. Well, no, the other
guy. There's another two.
There's two more?
There's two more of y'all.
Okay. Well, what about Billy? He's very quiet and small.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, he's the exception.
He puts that into his grinding.
He has dignity.
He puts that into his gold farming. So.
But Binding of Isaac's fucking great. I also, so I don't know if you remember, Wooly, but when Devil May Cry 4 Special Edition came out, that was one of the busiest months ever of that year for games, and as a result I picked up Virgil, played him for 3 hours, and then went, this game will continue to exist for that day in the future.
Yeah,
and that day came.
I spent a lot of time, but just on Virgil.
So more important than Virgil is Lady.
You need to stop. You need to stop and slow your fucking roll. Correct yourself, and at the very least say that, you know, alongside Virgil, I'll take
more
one of those.
More important than Virgil,
I will
is
not
Lady.
Accept that.
You need to play Lady.
I won't accept it.
Lady is the best. The Lady makes me care about the guns in Devil May Cry game. They are fantastic. She plays like a combination of all of DMC3 Dante's gunslinger special moves for all the weapons that she's wearing, and she has her melee attack. Is her swinging around the Kalina Ann as a giant, super slow weapon.
So she plays like her Marvel incarnation to some degree.
God, I'm talking about Lady, not Trish.
Excuse me, sorry.
It's so good. And she doesn't have DT. Instead, she throws grenades everywhere and becomes hyper-invincible. So remember you'd use DT to become invincible? Fuck it. Just do huge damage. It's her grenade mechanic is like DT explosion by itself.
Okay.
It's so good.
That game
is so good, and I don't really have anything left to say about it other than it's so
good.
No.
The only other thing to say is, and we're super scared to play it.
Yeah.
But I did plan to do something with it.
A blast.
But it's something that requires, like, practice.
Yes, it does.
So
the only other game I played of interest is Final Fantasy 15, which I beat.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
And spoilers. No, there will be no spoilers. I will talk about things only in the vaguest mechanical terms. So, Chapter 13 is quite bad. It has, however, been way overstated with how bad it is. Like, it's fine.
Okay.
Right? It's like, it's too long, and it's not that great of an idea, but people acting like it's game-ruining are ridiculous. You guys are crazy.
Okay.
That being said, that game has this... So it's big open world, super fun game. That game has the hardest right turn into what clearly used to be a completely different game, top to bottom,
damn,
I have
ever seen.
What was it?
You get to Alticia, right? That fancy city that you're going there. And the instant you set foot there, you're playing versus. You are clearly
going back to what it used to be.
Going back to playing versus.
Okay.
And
holy shit, it's just like the half of the game that they worked on and just like,
the story becomes a very different story. Massive plot holes start appearing out of all sorts of places where from scene to scene you're going, wait, didn't that guy? No, but wasn't he?
Hmm.
And someone goes, no, shut up, though.
Does it increase in how quickly plot is delivered at that point?
It becomes completely linear and becomes all plot.
Whoa. Because
it's a reverse Final Fantasy 13.
Whoa. Really?
Okay, yes.
Okay.
Are you the
type of guy that likes games with story?
I do. And I think that this game has a decent story that is told very poorly. So
okay.
You get to these parts where a cutscene's happening and important things are occurring. And I'm being told they're important. And there were these characters that I'm being told are important. And I feel nothing because these characters have actually only been in two cutscenes for the entire game. And
right.
I go, they didn't have time to actually go and
flesh these people out.
Yeah.
I know exactly who you're talking about because I'm right about there. Yeah.
They literally just didn't have time to do this. There are characters that change their motivations off screen with no reason.
Damn.
They walk off a villain and come back an ally. And there's nothing.
Fuck it.
Absolutely nothing.
Wow. You're alive.
And you're like, wait, what? Okay. Fine. More depressing than that is that after Alticia, you get onto a train and then you hop around a bunch of locations that aren't on the primary map, right? And it's a train ride. And you get to literally ride by the second and third and fourth maps that the game was supposed to have. You can look out the window and the train ride takes place in real time as you move super fast through these 100 square kilometer areas
that are
clearly rendered in proper LOD, and you can see cars driving and all sorts of stuff, and you're like, this was clearly supposed to be a full big second map or third map. And it hurts. It really, really hurts. And then chapter 13 is a downer because it's really slow and it's really boring. And then above all expectations, the game ends really strong. Okay. It actually ends really, really strong. The last 2 hours of the game pull a bunch of cool things out of nowhere. Cool stuff happens. Characters do very interesting things that you wouldn't have expected. I was genuinely surprised at the direction that the game took. And then the final encounter and the final boss and, you know, everything to do with that is actually pretty awesome and sincere, and the story, like, sticks its landing.
So what you're basically saying is that it was a giant hot mess.
It's a giant bolted together hot mess
that cleans up nice, though.
That when I beat the game, I was like, That was a good story. Now, I can see there's a billion things that got cut. In the early parts of the game, or in Brotherhood, there's this gimmick of, like, Noctis wants to sleep all the time, and the fucking city's called Insomnia, and there's all these puns all over the game. I don't know what that's about.
Right.
I don't know what the fuck that's about at all. And there's characters that you would be shocked how little overall, like, time they get, and there's characters that act in bizarre ways because the cutscenes that explain why they're upset are not in the fucking game.
Well, there's more coming. We know there's more coming because there's a season pass.
There's too much.
Okay.
That's gone. Like, okay, here's a very early game spoiler. It's in the end of chapter 1, Noctis finds out something bad happened to a family member, and Gladio yells at him for being a pussy. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And you go, that's really extreme, until you find out that the guy in Kingsglaive right next to Noctis' dad is Gladio's dad.
Okay.
But that is never, ever said or discussed in-game.
Well, shit.
So when Gladio starts yelling at Noctis in that early chapter, you're like, what a jackass. It's like, no, wait. He's in going through the exact same thing. And yeah. That's why he's upset. And it's stuff like that. It's stuff like... It's there. It exists. It's on a document somewhere. But it's just not there.
You just have to accept it. That's what
is that the part where you can comfort him or tease him?
No. That's later. But yeah, no, the game's really strong. Villain ends up being like stellar.
Yeah, like say little. Don't say much.
No, but the villain ends up like I was originally pretty unimpressed with where they were going. Up there with. One of my favorite Final Fantasy villains.
Great.
Easy.
Okay.
Easy.
Wow.
Really good. Much better than like a Cypher or a Sephiroth or...
Ooh, ouch.
Like up there with Kefka, honestly.
My heart.
Are you guys at all interested or do you think you're going to take a stab at it at some point?
This game?
15.
No,
No. Well, go ahead,
yeah,
Steve.
This game, I don't know. I'm actually really curious about it now that Pat has even described it in detail of what it actually is. But I've never heard or seen this game before, but it does sound kind of busted, but interesting at the 15, same time.
What he's not mentioning is that there's some really fun combat.
Oh, yeah. The final encounters?
Is really fun
what,
combat.
Fucking you said, thumbs you up said it on ended, what though. You do there.
Cool.
Cool shit.
Cool.
It's what you want, Wooly.
Yeah. No, I can already tell that the way things escalate in this game is like they get it. They get it. They understand how to make like cool.
Yeah.
You know, however you say that. They understand what what feels good to play.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Without getting specific, I guess.
For me, like, I don't know. I got turned off by, like, it was just too different for me then. Like, I don't know. Maybe I'm like, I don't want to change.
Bands.
Like, you know, like the four characters. Like, I always like Final Fantasy. I like starting off maybe one person and two. And then you just kind of start meeting your mates across this vast world. And you're like, you learn shit about them. It's just a whole, hey, we're four best friends and we start off from the beginning and that's it. And they were just boy bandy.
It is written
similar.
Word on the street is you're a fan of Squall and that.
Oh
crew.
Yeah.
Oh well, we can just cut him from the rest of this call.
Word on the street.
We can just get him out of here. Get him out of here. Wooly cut him from the call.
Go ahead.
I'm an 8 guy, and like, I mean, I love 7, but like, I just literally my thing of Final Fantasy 7 was just hanging out with my buddy while watching him play.
Okay,
and then I'm like, you know, this is cool. You know, I'm gonna get Final Fantasy 8, and I played it and I enjoyed it.
It's funny because like that specific thing about like having the crew immediately is actually something I adore about this game is how you actually don't waste time building up the party because. Yeah. They are the crew from moment zero.
So
they take a couple scenes to show them interacting with each other, and you get to that moment that you would be at maybe 7 hours into the beginning of another RPG.
I should mention you do not start the game with the entire crew.
Okay, but
there are a couple extra people that hang out occasionally.
But I mean, it's not just Chrono and Luca running around, and then you wait for the rest to fall in.
Don't get me started on Chrono Trigger because that's the shit that I know about. Like when it comes to Final Fantasy is just kind of not my thing.
Okay, fair enough. That being said, I definitely don't mind when there's a traditional introduction of characters one by one as you go into their timeline or whatever the thing.
It has to be done right. You know? If they do it right, it's fucking fantastic. You know what I mean?
But
you get that sense of build. You actually become that character that gets to know these characters as opposed to just they're all together. So now I have to like kind of. Understand why they're a group of friends that actually know each other and why I like each other, as opposed to you getting to know the characters and you become a part of that story because you're become a part of that friends that's with that character.
Yeah, I get that.
It's all about immersion. You know
I feel like if they took the time to introduce like Noctis on his own and then slowly got you to go find each individual, it would have kind of betrayed what seems to be the theme of the game.
Yeah,
you know, which is the brotherhood, the friendship of this crew, and it starts on them pushing the car down the road with Stand By Me playing,
and talking shit,
you know, and like they very much like if you don't have that right away, then you have
more of a feeling of this is Noctis, and Noctis alone is the pillar of this story, and the other guys support him. But by introducing all of them at the same time, I think you kind of lend equal importance, despite the fact that you're controlling one of them.
I get what you guys are saying, but Wooly, what you're saying is pretty on point in that, like, that's why the ending sticks the landing, because even though the specifics of the plot and the villain and the overall narrative may be muddled and may have problems, the final bits of that game are about you and your guys.
Cool.
And so even the, like, it's a very, like, the plot's kind of a mess in some spots, but because it's a character story, they get away with it. And there's a lot of really good character moments at the end. Probably the goofiest shit in the whole game, though, is I talked about it last week with Gladio, and then I saw the other two, in which it's shit like, oh no, Ignis fell off a cliff into the DLC truck. I guess we'll see you in an hour and a half, Ignis.
Right.
And it's really obvious. Right. It's really funny.
Yeah, you know, whatever.
And then, like, they come back and Noctis, like, dude, what happened? I was in my own DLC.
I mean,
that's what happened to me.
It's still, like, that type of treatment, you know, like, leaves you with a lot more feeling for your fellow party members than, say, Chrono Cross, I think, where
there's 150.
We don't talk about Chrono Cross. We don't talk about Chrono Cross.
I'll say right off the bat, Steve, I don't have the venom that everyone else has for that game.
Are you serious? Okay,
but I will. But I think that, like, yeah, with that many party members, you get, they're aiming for something else. But, like, yeah, you don't get this whole tightness, I guess.
Yeah.
You and your bros are really tight.
Tight.
It's very tight in there. Seriously, the game really feels like it's written like a romantic visual novel for girls. And all you did was replace, like, the main heroine with Noctis. Like, there's you're having, like, rooftop conversations, like, kicking your heels on like a motel, talking about feelings and shit. And it's really, really, really written like a romantic visual novel. Yeah. It's great. It's fucking great.
You're right. It is, like, it feels like it's written for girls because it's like a boy band that's there. And they're perfect fucking looking dudes.
Hey, bro. What's up? It's tight. Yeah. It's tight, bro. Yeah. It's tight. Let's watch some football. Yeah, bro.
You gelling?
Yeah. Yeah, we gelling? Yeah. Yeah? Yeah? Oh, man. Your jacket looks really hot, bro. Yeah. You just take that off, bro.
Yeah, yeah, like, oh, it's hot.
Yeah, bro. Take off your jacket. Bro. Football, bro. Right. Jacket.
Take it off slowly. Yeah.
And that was the other thing for me, too. It was just like all the other Final Fantasies, you have these characters and they're like different archetypes and they're like different cool things. These guys just look too much this, like, you know, fucking just
emo.
Emo,
fucking boy band.
They look it, but they're not.
Republic.
I made that mistake early on in the game. I saw his haircut, and I'm like, look at this motherfucking
hot puppet. Look at this Sasuke Naruto-loving
this fucking...
punk-ass little bastard.
And it wasn't that. He wasn't that.
Noctis kind of a weirdo.
And I had to eat my words on it. Like, no, I judge the book
by
the cover.
They should have changed Noct's design. The other guys are fine, but Noct's design is a little weird for his character.
You can't change their clothes, right? I saw the clothes change, and it wasn't that much of a difference.
I played through the whole game in a fucking t-shirt and a baseball cap. And let me tell you, there's a bunch of emotional scenes that did not accommodate for wearing a baseball cap.
This big fucking goose vest,
right.
Goofy. Dude, you gotta get in the crystal. You gotta get to the crystal. Yeah, I got it. And he's got this big fucking poofy jacket and his hat.
Man,
that's pretty much it for me. Cool. FF15 is a good but incredibly fucked up game.
You know what? That's pretty much it for Platinum.
What?
Or more specifically,
Scalebound.
For Scalebound.
Wait, what?
This is brand new news.
Brand new break. You know what, guys? The fact that we pushed it back a little bit was a blessing in this. Well, not really a blessing, but it helped because this news broke while the delay was happening. Platinum's and Microsoft's collaboration game, Scalebound, being headed up by Hideki Kamiya, that we highly anticipated for the last couple, has been officially canceled.
And I remember reading the news when it broke right away as rumors say this game might possibly be canceled or having trouble. It was, I think, what Kotaku had to say about it. And then I was like, until this
and
gets
then Eurogamer comes out like 15 minutes later and goes, that shit's canceled.
It's done.
It's funny, too. I'm like looking in the chat, right? Fuck. And anybody who types in the word Scalebound gets their message immediately deleted. So I was like, damn, that fucking game and the word in the chat has been canceled. Like, damn.
Well, I mean, look, I know that a lot of folks were waiting to hear us acknowledge it because we're big old Platinum Shill Boys.
And
Platinum.
When Platinum news happens, you know, the Platinum Shill Boys have to say a thing. And the thing we have to say is, pour one out, man. That's the suckiest, shittiest news we could hear about that project. And the thing about it, there's two things that are notable, is the wording of the article on it says, Platinum and Microsoft have parted ways.
Mm-hmm.
So that implies...
And Microsoft's statement was that we have decided to end production on Scalebound.
So that is not this project was at risk. This is this relationship is done.
Yeah. So I did
and
a...
the second thing...
Oh, after you.
Was
you boost Microsoft.
Was the part where they mentioned that employees had to take time off. That
says one of two things. It says either crunch on this game was so ridiculous that people had to like temporarily stop, or money was just not coming in.
People were possibly not getting paid.
So
I don't want to assume that.
I went back.
I don't want to make that assumption.
And found some stuff. And number one is like, we've heard this story before in that in E3 of 2014, Microsoft announced Scalebound, the Phantom Dust remake, and Project Spark.
At the same time.
At the same time. and all of those are dead. But on top of that, in E3 of I think it was 2015 when Scalebound did not show up at the E3 press conference, Kamiya went onto Twitter and said, "What are these Microsoft fucks kidding me or what?"
Whoa!
And was super pissed. And that tweet is still up if I'm correct here. But like clearly.
Wow.
A relationship.
So wait. What that happened?
Like 2015, remember Scalebound? Wait, let me find it.
I was
looking
Let's
at the tweet 2 seconds ago.
And it's still up. It wasn't deleted.
If I scroll back far enough, I can find it. Oh, where
because
is it?
I feel like I don't remember when that happened. I feel like I would have caught on a bit to like possibly some trouble.
I think we may have talked about it at the time. But here we go. July of 2015.
Yeah.
Is those shits at MS, are they fucking with me?
Damn.
From Hideki Kamiya.
Oh, boy.
And
it doesn't give context.
Nope, no context.
Okay.
So,
Okay,
so let's look back. What happened with Phantom Dust? Phantom Dust, they meddled and said, keep changing it.
And eventually,
we're not going to give you more money to keep changing it. You're just going to keep changing it.
Yeah.
And eventually the company was like, well, we can't. And they're like, no, it's fine. And then the company learned that like a different CG trailer had been made by an outside company.
That had nothing to do with
them. And it got canceled after like letting them work on it for like an extra year or something.
Isn't that always the case with these fucking trailers? It's like somebody's like, yeah, just you take care of it and then we'll take it and we'll work with it. Fuck. Right.
Yeah, like there's some sketchy business goes on where like, yeah, what people see is like,
Completely different.
People working on the project are like,
there's a new trailer for the game?
They have sandwiches in their mouths going, wait, what?
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, dude, do you guys remember Dead Island trailer?
That's the most infamous example, I think.
This
that
is
was
nothing
just promising. Because it was just a really well-cut trailer. That was just, what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, that,
I would not be surprised in the slightest if Microsoft did, because Microsoft does this. They feature creep things, and then when the studio can't deliver because of money, they cancel the project. I would not be surprised if something like the co-op or some aspect of that game's development or focus kept getting like its milestones moved back as they were getting reached, and then just eventually Platinum said, nah.
Nah, bro.
And then Microsoft said, I guess the game's canceled.
Yeah, whatchamacallit, the Fable...
yeah, Fable also got canceled.
Right, that got...
Even though that was in, like, an open beta for a while.
Legends or whatever. And, like I feel like this, unfortunately, just kind of... Yeah, it hit the wall there. But of all the things that Platinum was working on that we know of, like, you know, besides these little small projects like Ninja Turtles, which we'll get to that.
Yeah.
And Korra and Transformers and stuff, Scalebound was the one that we were, like, actively following.
There was money.
Because, yeah.
Yeah.
This is the big one they've been working on, you know? Wow. Does it suck to not have something that huge with that much time put into it, like, not happening?
MS has been so weird with first-party titles for a while now, in that now when they announce, hey, here's the first part, like, in my heart, I'm going to be like, is this real?
Yeah.
Is this a game? Yeah. That, like, because with Phantom Dust, it really looked like it was canceled after E3 so that they would have something to show at E3, even though they knew they were going to cancel the game. Because that's why they drummed up a CG trailer, or that's why it looked like they drummed up a CG trailer from a fucking CG trailer studio.
Yeah.
And I'm going to look at every first party announcement that isn't Halo or Gears and go, is this game even real? Do they even intend on making this game?
Fear that Cuphead is not going to make it.
Is Crackdown going to come out?
Yeah. So
no, seriously, is Crackdown going to come out?
All I want to know at this point.
That's a good point. I was like reading the chat here. What would you think if Microsoft said, you know what, they'll just drop Xbox and go full PC?
Well, I hope
not. Do you think that would be a good
point? I hope Scorpio is the step in between they're leaning towards already. They've kind of
pseudo-confirmed
it's going to be more or less a computer.
Let me tell you a little story about why I don't think that's a very good idea. This past week, Forza Horizon, I think it's 2, maybe it's 3, I don't know. But it got a patch, and it was like, hey, this patch for whatever.
Right.
And that game auto-saves constantly. And if you downloaded that patch off the Windows Store and then played the game, and it auto-saved, it would break your save forever. And there was no way to recover it, because the patch that got sent out was the wrong patch, and just broke everybody's save files. And then they went, whoops, and they rolled it back, and they said, make sure not to save with that busted patch. But it was too late, because anyone actively playing the game would have
already
had all their progress destroyed. And the Windows Store is a fucking nightmare. I get tweets nearly every day of people going, like, I can't download Gears of War again.
Well,
again,
I mean, that's a shitty, unrelated story.
Yeah, no, but I don't want them to go full PC with their store and their games being shit shows on that platform.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's terrible. It's terrible. Yeah. Stick to consoles. Get off PC. Go back. I take it back.
Go back.
I take it back.
The thing with Scalebound that I guess I want to hear, if we ever get the news, is just... Does this mean that, like...
Can you guys retrofit this into
something
else?
Can they do anything with it? Because clearly the name and the characters and the war, and you know what I mean, the actual IP, it's not theirs, it's Microsoft. There's no way that they're going to be able to
retain
that.
What about Dragon Ties?
Yeah, I think...
But can they, you know, kind of work it in a similar Anarchy Reigns, Mad World type of thing? You know, will we see ideas...
How far into the game they've actually already developed? Like, how much have they already finished? And what was that game that LucasArts had made? They had made like another kind of
Star Wars 13 or something.
There was the Battlefront without Star Wars that's being worked on right now. Battlefront 3, the equivalent that's given another name with no Star Wars in it that dev team is putting out. You know, there's true crime into Sleeping Dogs, right?
Yeah. There was an old LucasArts game that was being made, and they had trailers for it, and the game was, like, I think, like, 50% done or some crazy shit like that. And then when it got taken over by Disney, they completely wiped out the entire gaming department, and that game just poof into the fucking cloud and shit like that.
Well, they also did Pirates of the Caribbean. They killed a lot of stuff out there.
Yeah, they could have just taken that, you know.
13-13.
It was 13-13? Yeah, they could have taken
that.
That's
the Bubble Shot one, yeah.
Yeah. They could have taken that, you know, all the stuff that they've already made and given it to somebody else and, you know, finished it. It would have been great. But...
Nah, junk it. Fuck it.
I know, right? Like, who cares? Fuck it. Just throw it in. Like, what the fuck? Why would you do that? You know? Well, you had gold.
I mean, at this point, it's like, look, they were, I'm sure they were paid for their time, but at a certain point, you know, like, now they need a replacement giant project. and Nier Automata is not that.
Layoffs are going to happen.
You know what
there's,
I mean?
There's absolutely no two ways about
it. Was there anything bigger than Scalebound at Platinum besides Nier?
I seriously doubt it. I imagine it's
not even besides, but like comparing. Because like Nier is probably smaller, but you know what I mean?
So what I imagine,
we haven't heard about a crazy multiplayer suite, with Nier that Scalebound has.
So I imagine what's going to happen is that I don't know the stats, and I would really appreciate somebody sending me the stats. But Platinum is relatively normal sized now, but I can't imagine they had that many people on Scalebound because they seem to work incredibly fast and well all the time. Mm. So hopefully layoffs are not extreme. But I kind of
wish that, like, in retrospect, we got a Scalebound demo instead of a Nier one.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Because
maybe I'm the crazy one, and well, you might remember
at least
this,
we would have had that.
But for Scalebound, I was never, like, when I originally heard people talking about it, I was like, oh, that sounds, but like when I saw it, like really saw it and looked at it, I was like, it didn't win me over. It didn't. There's something about it that just didn't click for me, weird because it's a combination of my two favorite games.
There definitely was like something that was less. It didn't click immediately like for me either. But what was there was a name and visuals and character. You know what I mean? Like the juice was there for me to trust. So I was the parts of me that weren't sold, I was expecting to be converted on grabbing that controller. But I don't know what to say at this point. You know, like it just that sucks. And then with the related news being their Ninja Turtles game got pulled off of all digital stores.
8 months.
Whoa.
8 months.
Now the last time the Turtles in Time remake got pulled. Was it less than 8 months?
I believe this is the shortest turnaround for licensed products removal ever.
Huh.
It's crazy.
You can still get the physical at the very least.
Under a year.
Oh, okay.
Under a year.
Yeah.
That's fucking nuts.
Yeah, yeah. I can't believe that they just looked at it and went, you know what? No. Like the idea of not leaving it up to just grab whatever scraps they could is so weird.
I'm holding on to my Transformers with dear life.
Pour one out for Platinum, man. Pour one out for Platinum. Those guys, you know, like they're gonna need all the help they can get, and they're gonna need all the jobs they can get.
Well, I'll be.
And I can only hope that like everyone else in the industry that is looking for people like guns for hire, as Kamiya says.
Yeah, man.
Anyone that's looking knows how good these guys are.
Well, I'll be buying multiple copies of Nier Automata, so I'll do my part.
Yeah, I guess that's what it comes down to, maybe. Yeah. I don't know, you know. So that's what's going on with them right now.
That sucks, bro.
Really hope we can get some sort of interview or just...
Just ask Camille on Twitter.
Yeah, like the
yeah, right?
Yeah.
Flag him down.
Or a statement from Platinum's side as opposed to a Microsoft statement. You know, I have a feeling it would be a lot closer to.
I would
the
love
truth.
It if somebody just came out and said was like willing to burn every bridge. It's just like, man, they really fucked us on this one.
Well, if anyone, you think the guy that said these MS shits might be willing to do that?
Yeah, that's true.
That's what I want it.
That's downhill from there.
Oh man.
See, but the problem with these guys in this industry is that they consistently are notorious for burning bridges to the point of no return. And I don't know if that's like a Japan thing or something like that, but I feel that the people that are in this industry seem to have like these petty squabbles to the point where they will willingly be able to lose money just so that they wouldn't work with that particular
honor code.
Yeah, it's like some sort of honor code that is just. It's ridiculous, especially when the fans are there. Like the people that suffer the most are the fans. You know what I mean? And
I don't know if you know anything about Japanese culture.
Uh oh.
But I'm an expert.
Uh huh.
But honor and shame are huge parts of it.
Oh yeah.
Microsoft is really shit the bed this time.
Yeah.
No matter what happens, there's a loyal following. Us that will follow you know whatever the fuck they do and whatever the fuck they touch just based on the name, and
Hey, if listen, the worst Platinum never loses its luster.
No. And if, but if, but it's like, if the worst you're going to get is Ninja Turtles, Transformers, or Korra, that's okay, you know? That's a really all right place to be. Where
sometimes you got to strip to pay for college.
That's your bad offering.
Well, damn. Since you put it like that, okay.
So, yeah, that's what's going on there. Meanwhile, I guess.
Meanwhile,
with Nier Automata, we get Yoko Taro being the greatest mother. Like this dude now, the fact that he has a mask. Yoko Taro is the guy that he's wearing this.
I heard about that.
Yeah, he wears a creepy mask. It looks kind of like the Majora's Mask moon.
Nearly 100% of the time. I don't know what he looks like outside the mask.
Well, I don't think anyone does. I think that's the point.
I think that is the point.
Doing a dead
mouse. Are we sure his name is Yoko Taro?
It's probably not. This dude, because he wears a mask, doesn't give a fuck. And he doesn't have to give a fuck because no one has a face to point shame at. So he...
Nice.
Basically comments on a bit of the fake controversy that popped up here with Nier Automata. Have you heard anything about this game, guys, at all in the last couple days?
No,
I heard about the butthole.
So that's where we're going.
That's it.
There we go.
So what's going on is Nier Automata, we mentioned it last time on the podcast, is that it's an amazing Platinum game. It's clearly going to be like
super good,
if not one of the best releases of whatever whenever it comes out. The character is an android, 2B, and someone posted a screenshot on Twitter of what looked like the dark areas
of a butthole.
Of a butthole.
Now that's a Photoshop. That's a Photoshop.
It's not even a Photoshop. It's a 3D model, actually.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah, someone did some homework on this.
That's crazy.
And went in there and found out that's coming from a 3D model that was used by Illusion 3D Games, erotic model makers, whatever, you know, whatever. So they have a whole thing with that. Word gets back about this to Yoko Taro, and people realize it's fake, of course. And he responds by tweeting out
the following translated statement:
"Due to the 2B butt controversy, many outrageous drawings are being made. Collecting them to share individually is a pain. It would be great if we could group them together and make it easier to distribute them every week."
Yeah, in a zip file, right?
In a zip file, yeah. That's
of
what he wanted.
Of course, the internet immediately obliges.
Yeah,
right.
And makes and uploads RARs to Mega, which gigs and gigs of 2B gigs.
Haha, butts.
And then at which point he then comes back and replies, "When I said I wanted people to gather images, I didn't. He just didn't think it was actually going to happen. And people are actually collecting them. The internet is amazing." He says, as he right clicks and save as to his desktop.
It's like he's never been on the internet before in his life. He's never seen that shit before or something. I get it.
No, I think it's more that he's not used to people paying attention to him.
Attention, yeah. So I'm saying it's like the internet will fucking, they will respond.
Slash, he knew exactly what he was doing.
Oh, wow. What a surprise.
Ha ha. It worked. Look at that. No, I love everything about all of his statements around this game. Since he's getting more camera time than ever, your people are finding out he's a complete weirdo and kind of a nut job, and that's great. That's great. You trust that to make
write
a good
that
video
weird
game.
Game about people who eat the kids. Do it.
Actively shit on the rest of the Japanese RPG industry because their games are going to be good and you don't want yours to be swallowed by that mess. Tell the fans to not buy the other company's games.
Hey, Wooly, you probably aren't aware of this, but do you know why? You know what the deal with Brother Nier is in Nier?
No.
It's Yoko Taro making fun of the constant older brother Mamoru shit.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because that was always so weird to me that such a drastic change would exist between two versions.
Yeah.
And I don't know why. And it was just I guess Japan feels that this is appealing.
No, it's literally him mocking it.
And
Brother Nier.
Like Anno doing it with Rey.
Yeah, Brother Nier looks like a fucking putz in a bunch of ways.
Huh. I don't know if you know, but the game Nier is, at least here, it's about a father trying to save his daughter, right?
Yeah.
And in Japan,
It's the exact same story, but it's an older brother trying to save his little sister.
Well, in Japan, it's even weirder because the PS3 version is the older brother trying to save his sister, and the 360 version is the dad.
And they change the character's model to look a bit older.
And they have two different titles as well. One's called Nier Gestalt, and the other's called Nier Replicant.
But they're both the exact same game otherwise.
Yeah, it's super weird.
Yeah.
Huh. That's crazy.
So that's what fucking Yoko Taro's up to.
Thank you, Yoko Taro.
Thank you, Yoko Taro.
At CES, Razer is losing their minds.
Oh, did more of their sticks break?
No, because again, I'm not. Don't do it when it comes to arcade sticks. Don't we've seen it. Don't do it. But when it comes to other stuff, maybe do it. Right now, they've just announced a triple screen laptop, and this
thing is fucking bananas.
I believe what are they? What is it called?
Okay, here's what Yoko Taro looks like.
You have your picture of his face.
Yeah, he did a GDC talk with no mask.
That sucks. I don't want.
Yeah, you can just Google. Yeah, you can just Google.
Yeah,
I don't want to see that. anyway, take a so. I was talking about this crazy ass Razer triple monitor thing. It's nutty.
How much does it cost, man?
That's the thing is, there's no price on it, and there's
$1 billion.
And there's a $9,000 curved screen laptop,
the Predator,
that was just announced as well. And it's like at that point, like what even matters? Like what kind of money are we playing with when you're talking about spending close to $10,000 on a goddamn laptop?
All right.
That's
fucking stupid.
Project Valerie is the name if you want to take a look at the triple laptop screen thing. It's kind of absurd.
It's so stupid.
And one would wonder
if I catch anybody walking around with that thing, I'm going to automatically assume that they are compensating for something down there. You know what I'm saying?
But then they show Titanfall, and I'm curious because I'm like, I don't know.
They're showing gameplay of Titanfall in which the character doesn't fucking jump.
Yeah. I like playing my games with multiple screens, mainly though, not because the game is spread across.
And controllers.
Yes, but I like doing it because I want to have, like, if it's Discord open or whatever else on the side, you know, like I can kind of see that and monitor what's going on there while playing at the same time. And if you're streaming, especially, it's insane. I don't have to tell you guys how useful it is to have a second screen open while you guys are streaming.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you can watch chat. Porn.
Oh, yeah.
No time to waste.
Get that edge.
No time to
waste. True, that's true.
Multitask, bro. I got no time. Take care of things all at once.
So nobody can see the way this arcade stick has what it's got on the bottom.
Oh, yeah.
What's underneath there?
Ooh.
What's underneath that? A hole. That?
Another smaller arcade stick.
Oh, God. There's all kinds of shit coming out from Nintendo. Like things about...
Yeah, it's getting leaky.
It's getting a little leaky. Leaky cauldron. What exactly... How has there it been updated to?
So basically the deal is that tomorrow they're going to have a big, big GameStop meeting out in, I believe, Europe and about the Switch. And as a result, things are coming out already because shit's going into systems and people are talking. So the two things that I saw were that Switch availability in North America is going to be like iffy.
10 to 15 per store.
10 to 15 per game
was the rumor.
Jesus.
So
already the Nintendo
enjoy your nightmare
again.
And the maybe. Second one was like in Germany. There's a shot of a guy looking at the fucking SKU list of shit coming in, and got stuff such as Switch Monster Hunter, Switch Zelda, Switch everything that you already expect. There's no news on that list. It's all pretty standard.
Yeah, has it been confirmed that this is official or no?
I don't think it even needs to be official. They're all such obvious games that...
The Reddit post that was made was a guy who basically said, I know somebody who's an employee, but I myself have zero NDAs and give no fucks.
Yep.
Here's
what I got.
Yep.
Nice.
I didn't sign shit.
So, it's believable, but it's
if I thought that the NES minis like shortages were kind of like dumb and
no, they were like that was the best idea we've ever had.
Well, you forced the whole like we sold out and it's crazy, it's in high demand and stuff, but then people just don't get the damn thing.
You know what I
bet? I would never assume that the same would happen for a proper console.
You know
launch.
What I bet?
Oh, it happened with the Wii too, though.
Here's what I bet. I bet they went, man, we were never able to keep up with the demand for the Wii, and then people were always talking about the Wii and ever trying to get the Wii. Then we put out a bunch of 3DSs and didn't do very well at the start. Doesn't have anything to do with the price or the shitty games. It's like it was available. And we put out the Wii U, and there's plenty of Wii U's out there.
So
and it didn't do very well either.
So
and then we put out the NES Mini, and that we put out like very few of those and did super well. So I bet no matter what else that we do, it's all about how much stock we put out there. It's genius to undership your shit.
So just scarcity.
Right. Just scarcity
on
is the
every
key.
Product
no
from
matter
here
what.
On forward.
No matter what.
Make it the hot thing.
It's the hype. It's the hype that gets people to want it. Yeah, it's the hype that people want to get.
They always do it wrong on every single one. They undership the ones you want and they overship the ones you don't every time.
Yeah.
I mean, Amiibos was.
Hey, exactly.
Amiibos was a goofy ass time, but like, I always felt that the stuff like Amiibos and the NES Mini and whatever, anytime it's something that doesn't have their undivided attention.
This is five times in a row, Wooly.
What I was going to say is anytime it feels like it's something that doesn't have their undivided attention, then perhaps, but. At a certain point, there you could get your hands on a Wii no problem. You can get your hands on a Wii U no problem.
You could get your hands on a Wii like a year and a half after it came out.
But there's a difference between like a short stacked like launch and 10 to 15 per store.
No, Wooly, no.
Way below.
This is how they do it now.
That's way below what it was when it was like scarce Wiis and scarce Wii U's.
It is.
Like that's a whole other level of.
It sure is.
So I think
that way we're guaranteed to sell them all.
But that's why I'm saying it's different. You see, I think
it's funny because you think that they would be playing it safe, but like you think that this is a tactic to play it safe, but this is actually a very risky tactic because they're I think that them under shipping will stop consumers from buying the thing. Like once they realize, oh well, I'm not going to get it. I'll probably get it later, and then later on they just get lazy and they don't buy it.
Didn't happen means for the Wii or the NES Mini.
That didn't happen. Like people just said, "Fuck it, I will wait. I don't care. I need to get this."
Yes,
you know
they
what I
bought
mean?
Them off eBay. Yeah,
they'll
and
fight
in
the market. Yeah, the gray market goes up, and they'll fight for them. But what you end up having is they're like, we know we're going to sell out every time, I suppose. So we know the exact number. Like every time we ship, whatever we ship is what we sell, and those numbers are 1-to-1.
That's
almost.
Good efficiency.
But I think like there's got like 10 to 15 is so much lower.
As somebody who wants to buy
launches, that's something...
four Switches on launch day, this presents a problem.
Yeah. And those people...
Yeah, I actually want to get two.
Are you going
to
Amazon it or are you going to line up? Like,
I'm
how are you
going
play
to
this?
Do both of those things.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just going to have...
Because those people will make money. The scalpers, that's what they pretty much are.
It's not even scalping. I want one for me. I want one for the office. I want one for my girlfriend. I want one for my nephew.
There you go.
Like,
Scalpers, though, those motherfuckers will get four of them and buy and keep one for themselves and sell the other three for twice as much.
Now, listen, I want everyone to listen very carefully to what I have to say out there. I don't condone violence, especially against people in a public place in a line. But I'm just saying. Gray market scalpers are pieces of shit.
Yeah,
that's all you're saying.
There you go.
I explicitly do not condone violence, especially not at the line in which they go, man, I'm going to scalp this shit so hard.
Yeah.
I remember when I was camping outside for the Wii and a guy tried to like, there was, I think, 70-ish. And I was number 7 in line and a guy tried to just muscle in around line.
Oh,
number 40. 41, right?
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
It almost turned into a lynching. Like it,
damn.
Like
that's bad in New Canada too.
People were getting mad, and it was a big group, and people were gonna start throwing down, and the cops rolled by, and everybody kind of just chilled out for a second.
You can't, right. You can't do that.
You can't do that.
What do you think is gonna happen?
Oh God!
This is all the people that are crazy enough to sleep outside in the cold for an electronic device. They're crazy.
Yeah, like again, just handing out the numbered cards to people. Like when we were waiting for the Wii, and I did that in Burlington, Vermont. It was just like, okay, here, you guys, you get the card. That's number one. You're number two. You're up all the way up to whatever, and then like that's done. No violence necessary.
When I went to get it, it's already sorted. Wii U. There was a kid there. I think she's like a 14, 15 year old girl that had made little tickets for everybody. So we could all grab our ticket and go.
Yep.
And when I was waiting in line for the Wii, I had a bunch of friends there, and I went and I got a notepad out, and I took everybody's name down so people could go and fucking, like, just not get, like, antsy and freak out, right? People could leave the line to take a piss.
Sure.
And just go crazy.
That's a pretty extreme, but if you stepped up and it helped everybody, sure,
listen,
why not?
Yeah. Listen, if I lived in the States, I would have a lavish setup with numbers and tickets and shit all over the place so that when somebody pulls their gun out to kill me for my spot in line, I'll at least die with my number one ticket in my hand.
Damn right.
You were right.
I was very right.
Bury me
now,
with the bloody ticket. Bury me with my
ticket. Now, I want people to reflect on this story. The story does not end with me giving up and being right. The story does not end with me getting away and being right. The story ends with me being dead in the line with my ticket.
Beautiful.
Damn right. I actually saw that. Did you guys see that? Like a woman scalper, she like walked up to this kid and he was trying to, she was trying to get like the iPhone, and I don't know which new one, I don't give a shit. And then she gave him money to get into, cause he was like one of the first in line. So she gave him the amount of money for the iPhone to take his place in line. And then she was going to buy a bunch of them before all the other people in line. She got into the store first and, she was going to say, okay, give me like five of these. And they said, sorry, it's one per person. And she was livid. And as she was walking out the line, the kid who got in the back of the line got himself one, and he had the money to buy himself another one. So he was like, yeah, thanks.
Win-win.
All right, that's great.
For
right?
Everyone.
Right?
That's so good.
Yeah.
Take that's a stupid scalper.
Scalpers are bad people. They're bad people.
Yeah. Yes, they are. A little bit.
There's always whatever. So, you know, if there's rules, someone's gonna game the system.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Oh, I appreciate the hustle.
You can respect the hustle.
It's a hustle.
It's not a loyal hustle.
It's not a respectable hustle, though.
No.
Yeah.
You can respect the hustle, but that's not a respectable hustle.
No.
Mm.
You know, a hustle is like, man, I made this mixtape and I'm gonna sell it and I'm gonna do this.
Mm-hmm.
That's a respectable
hustle.
Listen,
I signed this tape for you. That means you bought it.
Oh God!
Yeah.
They have that in Canada,
but
it happens everywhere.
But here's what it is though, Kenny. Here's why I think it, because to me the reason why it's a respectable hustle is because the scumbag, the mm-hmm. evil is it's pure. You have to admire the pure
evil. There it is.
Pure.
There you go.
You know what I mean? It's undiluted. It's undiluted. Excuse me.
Okay, I'm gonna put this out there right now. Kenny, you remember Alfredo, right?
Yeah.
Okay, me and my buddy Alfredo and another one of him, we had no interest in buying the PS3 when it came out. We all got in line. We all went out to go buy the PS3 in the prospects of posting it on eBay and getting twice as much for it.
Mm-hmm.
We only bought one. We didn't like try to buy like 10 of them or anything like that.
Yeah, okay,
we
had, fine. Like,
this, yeah, mm-hmm. yeah
fine.
We bought one each. We posted on eBay, made a nice little profit, and that was the end of it. Like that's a lesser evil. That's
right?
A lesser evil. Okay, I just want to put that out because I want to.
There's
I want to make sure. Where do you guys draw the line? Is that you know? What I mean,
like, okay. So, for scalping one item, it's bad. But okay,
yeah.
okay.
Yeah.
You put work okay. in, and you yeah. sold one thing, and you didn't yeah. go too crazy with it. Depends how much you charge, right? But the
right.
people that like. Bribe their way into the line, sneak their way.
Yeah,
into line.
Yeah. No, they're, we stayed in line.
They're an employee or a friend of the employee at the store, and they
yeah.
get in.
Early. Yeah, yeah.
Those and they buy nine of them.
Yeah,
yeah,
they need to burn.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If you work at a game company, and when the game comes out, you happen to be able to get copies of it that you can hook your friends up with. That's fine. You know what I mean? It's like
that's reality.
That's just that.
Yeah.
That's totally okay. But
yeah.
it's the guy who exactly goes up to the consumer lineup and just goes, "Nope, I'm scooping everything into this cart. Fuck
yeah.
you, fight me.
I'm gonna deny
yeah.
you this."
Or it's like a guy and he's like one, and then all of a sudden, oh yeah, well these seven people are with me because I can only buy one,
And it's really for just that one guy.
Like the people that are jacking Amiibo trucks. You know what I mean? Like those motherfuckers.
Did you know that you can pay a homeless guy to stand in line for you to buy an iPhone?
So
it's like you said, though. It's like you said, it depends on what you charge for it. But with something like, let's say, eBay, you just post it and people are willing to pay out the ass.
Yeah, that's they do it to themselves.
They do it to themselves. Yeah, they fight for it. And then all of a sudden they paid way too much for it. And
my favorite is when people buy up a shit ton of gray market items and then it turns out there's no demand.
That
makes me happy.
Yeah.
It's like, oh no, dude, I'm sitting on 9 N gauges. Oh, what do I do?
Counter scalper.
Right?
Counter scalper.
Yeah, that's funny.
Dude. And, you know what's funny? E3 has kind of turned into that too.
You think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, people going for the swag and then fucking pawning the swag.
Absolutely. Not even swag. Yeah, not swag. The badge.
Oh, no, not the badge. No, the swag. Swag. Like,
the exclusive shit you get on the floor. The
exclusive shit,
Okay. I mean, because I had a dude that came up to me and literally offered me money for my badge.
You
can't really scalp a badge, though. Yeah. But you can go to, you can go to E3 and get in line for, hey, fucking, here's this exclusive fucking toys. It was huge with Skylanders because fucking rich white kids wanted that and they wanted to be the coolest fucking kid in the building because I have the fucking E3 exclusive knickknack.
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, and it was like, you know, we'd always go as a crew and me and JJ would go, we'd hang out because, you know, I like E3 too, but then I'm like, you know what, I don't want to wait like 6 hours in line, but hey, I can wait like, you know, 45 minutes and get a cool thing. I'd get these cool things for myself and like shirts and, you know, things like that. And, you know, we'd just see these same guys in line and they would take turn. Like E3, you would see, you would see the scalping thing, you know, because like you don't see it that much because of the console, but then when you go to E3 and it's 3 days and you see the same guys in the line over and over again and going back and forth and, you know, like, you're like, wow. And like, you can hear him talk. He's like, yeah, I pay my E3 trip for this. And it's like, so this guy's glowing, like, he goes to E3 to scalp to pay
he spent the money, and that's the full business plan.
That's the full hustle. Term is scalping. It is literally the term that you, like, you know what I mean? Like, collecting heads, like, fucking. it's gross. It's gross.
I think I'm going to start scalping things.
Yeah.
You guys have convinced me.
Yeah, there you go.
You convinced me, yeah.
Right?
Glad we finally got back to that.
It's just profitable. Right?
At the end of the day, who doesn't need a supplementary income?
Everyone right? needs
but
more
the thing
money.
Is, like, that's what a regular job is for.
You know what it, you know
right
what it is?
Out of
is
people, those kids' mouths.
It's people capitalizing on other people's demand for something that they don't need. I think that's what it is. Like,
okay, well, now you're getting into that place where you're video game podcast talking about how we don't actually need any of this shit.
And
our lives are pointless.
Right? Okay. We won't get to the dark side. All right.
And everything has no real value.
No.
And we're all just waiting for death.
Inevitable heat death of the universe coming up in 5, 4, 3, 2...
1.
Oh, let's take a look at a canceled project.
Another one?
Yeah. Megablocks Halo was
what the fuck is
a
this?
Thing. There was a Halo game that was being developed by Nspace.
This looks good.
And it was a third-person shooter. And it was basically originally supposed to be a Lego Halo game. That was the plan. But Lego doesn't really want guns. So anything that does have guns basically has to fall over to the Mega Bloks side of things because they don't care. They'll put all the guns in their games. So here, like, there's Nspace. You know, these are the guys that made Heroes of Ruin, which I'm very familiar with, and they did a bunch of the DS and 3DS ports of a lot of different things. Worked on what looks like a kind of okay.
This looks fine.
Like third person Halo shooter. And
it's cartoony, and it's got, well, like a Mega Bloks looking guy.
Right.
This looks fine.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting, and it never saw the light of day. It
never even got announced, I guess.
No, but the thing about it is that it's way more highly polished than most projects at this stage.
Or canceled,
Could kind of get to, and it even at some point had some multiplayer as well, Like, there was, sort of the basic groundwork for multiplayer did exist. I as someone who, like, always likes third person over first person, mm-hmm. I'm like, this is kind of a bummer that we're not going to get something as simple as this. Yeah.
You know what's funny to me is that who at the development company, as they were making the game, realized, oh, shit, we don't like guns. Like, at what point during the development process do you decide that, oh, wait a second, we don't like guns all of a sudden?
Yeah,
motherfucker,
yeah.
You're making a game about guns at the start. So, you think that when you're coming up with the idea, you should have said that to yourself and be like, oh, yeah, I don't think LEGO likes guns. We shouldn't do this game.
Yeah, well,
no,
that's
make
exactly
the game halfway
That's on N-Space for, like, trying to make the pitch work and, like, not, I guess, being aware of that side of it. Because, yeah.
Yeah, they're right. Like, okay, we got the Halo rights. That was the hard part. Right. All right, over to LEGO. What the fuck? You don't want to put guns? God damn it.
Yeah.
We should have looked this up.
Someone must have gotten fired for that.
Oh,
that
yeah,
is
yeah,
a huge
bad
mistake.
Research. Yeah.
Mega Bloks, the fuck is that?
It's the company that's built and established in Montreal. That's off the fucking Transcan. It's off the highway over there. Yeah, yeah. Mega Bloks is based it out of Montreal, actually. But it's such a far drop behind the LEGO brand that it's like, why even bother at that point?
I'm just waiting for the Mega Bloks wrestling game.
Yeah. They had they had side-scrolling sections, too, that, according to the guys that put this out, PTOP Online, like, it kind of looked Contra-ish for brief moments where you're doing, like, a 2D sort of run and gun.
I want to follow up on something. A guy on Twitter, I'm not sure how adequate or how newsworthy this is, but says that apparently the number of Switch units planned for launch is 2 million.
Oh, yeah. That can we confirm that, or is that just bullshit?
That is a guy telling me on Twitter.
Yep.
Official.
Yep.
Okay.
Official. But
that's as real as it's going to get.
For now, as real as that's going to get.
Yeah.
That's all you need.
I hope that is for one region. If that is worldwide, people are going to get fucking killed.
Yeah,
because I'm going to kill them.
That sounds beyond
absurd.
There's going to be camping out again, man.
That's
not enough to camp out for. That's not even worth it.
Yeah,
that's give
well,
up
the thing
on
is,
the console
well,
until
well, here,
the ship
is. Here's something. Here's something that. Here's
well,
something
here's
that
thing.
Max.
At least you'll know where you lie. If you're camping and there's 10 people online, I have a good chance.
Yeah, you have a great
time. I guess.
Well, what I did, the Best Buys around here are actually pretty good about it, where you go in a couple days beforehand, and you're like, listen, don't fuck with me. I don't want to waste my life. And if you make me do this, I will be fucking pissed. How many do you have in the back? Just tell me how many you have in the back.
Oh, yeah, that's going to convince them not to give the corporate line.
It did the last time.
You got someone honest?
The guy for Wii U said we have 117
congrats,
units.
You found the one that had a soul.
And right? 117 units. And in that line that morning, I went through the list, and I got to guy number 118. I'm like, listen, I don't think they're going to have one for everyone behind you, including you. I spoke to the guys with for the stock yesterday. They may have gotten more. The guy might have been wrong, but you might want to try. And this was early in the night. Sorry, I said I started this morning, but it was actually early in the night. Once it hit 118 people, it's like you might want to check out the other Best Buy over in LaSalle because maybe they have more.
If that's actually real, if it's actually going to straight
that is the Best Buy downtown would have like 12
for a grand
that's,
total.
That's what it would be
of two million.
Two
is
million.
That, if that is real, I'm just not gonna try. I'm
here's
just
a,
not
well. How about
to,
this?
Here's
Can you
a, here's
stand
something.
In line for me and get me one of my bonus ones then?
All right.
Fuck you.
Here's
pay
something
me.
That that Max was mentioning before. He was saying that if you're going to try to pre-order the the console or game or whatever, don't pre-order with just like $5. Buy the thing already.
Oh yeah, no, they
store.
Will obviously prioritize full payment.
They will prioritize over, you. They are over the $5 guys yeah, right. and. And don't bother doing it online because they will never have enough in stock.
I actually got my PlayStation 4, the original one, online from Amazon day it came out.
Yeah, I mean, like
when it day it came out.
Yep.
Yeah, and like you know, like some fighting games come in nice and fast on online if you do it that way. Sometimes even a day before up here in Canada. But I'm like, if that, again, if those numbers are at that point where I'm mentally checked out, I would not mind buying it on Amazon and then just forgetting about it until it shows
until
up.
Until it's like, okay, we actually got enough stock for you, Wooly. Here's
I can that's completely kinda cool. Stop caring.
That's, and you know what the thing too? It's like, hey, they're not gonna have this new Smash with new stuff. I'll be okay with like
Breath of the Wild's not gonna launch.
Well, no, yeah. Hey, Wooly, here's
with what you those do. That leak lineup. I'm like, I'll be okay not having it the first.
Wooly, here's what you do. You ready? You ready for this genius plan?
Uh huh.
Best friends meet up at the Best Buy downtown.
Let's
all
go.
Night, hang out. Just stand right here, buddy.
Let's
just
do it.
Stand
Don't
right
move.
Here. Why? Just stand right here for 12 hours. I'm going to be back in 9 hours.
Nice. Best friends meet up. In fact, $5 if you come to the meetup.
Wow.
Everybody.
Only for the first five, though.
Yep. I'm ready.
Boy.
Oh,
boy. My body is ready.
That's the long hustle. That's
so you know,
what we've
you
been
know,
building
yeah. up. So, hey, Wooly, you know why you make those jokes on the podcast?
Yeah.
So you can tell from the reaction later whether or not it's viable.
Yeah, guess what? remember that local Montreal panel we had?
Yeah.
What was that, three people?
One? Yeah. One of them didn't know it was our panel.
So how about this? Yeah. How about you just call up Mike Zero Dude Levi and like... wrote Billy in, yeah. And that's our list.
Yeah.
That's your five.
Yeah. All right, so it's a mandatory work event.
There you go.
This is mandatory.
Everyone must be there.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's hilarious.
let's get to the last little bits here.
What do we got?
One we got finally a date for Injustice 2, May 16th.
Oh, yay.
Wow. Okay, an actual date.
A little bit, it's pushed back a little bit from the other NetherRealm releases.
Yeah,
a month later.
Not the end of the world, though. I mean, as long as it's a viable, date. I mean, shit. When's Tekken 7? Anybody?
Yeah.
No.
Like already, if you're in Japan and. Who the fuck?
Yeah, is. Near an arcade. That's
good
just a slap in the dick for anyone who wants to be a tournament fighter in the game in the United States.
Japan.
Well, good luck, Team USA. Here's Team Japan who's been playing the game for like 3 years.
Yeah.
I mean, I forget about that stuff at this point. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's not going to be.
That's just not going to be fun.
But. Yeah. No, I'm
As long as it's just Tekken, though.
I
mean,
yeah, sure.
I mean, I love Tekken, though. That's my
idea. Yeah, we're Tekken fanboys.
I mean, like, the only thing we'd have to be good, like if you do, like, Tekken in Kumite and KIT, because not a lot of Japanese people go there, so it's mostly an American tournament, so it'll be fair. But they go to Tekken Evo. Hey, I've been playing this game for fucking years.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Well, actually, think about it this way, Kenny. You're a decently tall guy. You're not like the biggest guy in the world, but you're a bigger guy.
Yeah.
Japanese players tend to be on the smaller side. So what you can do is you can go to a tournament, and if they're about to win, you just get up and you punch them right in the fucking face.
Fuck yeah.
and then you sit down, and while they're sprawling on the ground, you get that
finish
win.
The round.
Get that win.
Finish the round.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's actually illegal in Evo. You can do that. Yeah, that's perfectly legal.
Not Capcom Cup.
I mean,
obviously.
No, I mean, look.
It's esports.
Originally,
hits them with the chair.
Back in the day, when you were blocking and someone threw you, then you had to stab them. Yes, that was the rule.
Yeah, that was mandatory.
How do you think I got this scar?
Someone to distract the referee. Steve hits the Japanese guy in the head with the chair while he's not looking. He's on the floor. Not responding, not moving, and I finished the round. And the guy's like, "What happened?" Guys. Oh, I don't know. He just got tired.
Yeah,
and,
I mean, I think this is why they stopped allowing coaches in there, because coaches would usually just randomly punch the other person in the face, like at random. It was
as long as the referee didn't see, a problem. It's okay.
Yeah, okay. As long as they didn't see, that was the problem. Is that they caught on after a while.
One day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. At Capcom Cup with everyone.
But there's a lot of games that aren't being release dates aren't being announced right now.
Injustice announced, and we know about
7,
five characters.
Kingdom Hearts. There's a couple others.
Hold that thought. Like what?
One day at Evo or Capcom Cup, someone's gonna lose it, and someone's just gonna go ham. In the middle of esports time,
we already
throw their stick into the crowd.
Close.
and run around and start shitting their pants and fighting people.
We already had the man who heard the voice that told him he had to fight Chris G standing on the
stage. Yeah, that's what I said. It's getting close.
What the fuck are you talking? Shirtless man?
Legend. I completely forgot
about that. Shirtless warrior?
Legend.
His name was Thuggery. I was asking about this. Like, who is his name? Who is this guy?
His name was Thuggery.
Everyone said the same thing. His name was Thuggery. That was his name. I was like, fine, thanks.
When you ban Thuggery from Evo, it manifests
into this guy.
He is summoned, like with a soapstone, and he rises out and marches on stage and challenges Chris G, looking fucking bath salted out of his mind.
Yeah, that dude was something
else,
man.
Never forget Thuggery. I love how,
never forget, guys. Yeah. Never forget.
I was walking around the showroom floor, just, you know, like, you know, boss, before all that happened, way before, and I see him walking around, and the guy looks intense.
You're
styled with the people walking around. And I'm like, this guy fucking looks intense. He's got his dreadlocks, and he's got one Razor Ramon dreadlock hanging down and walking around looking intense. I'm like, there's something wrong. Something up with this guy. This guy, what's with this guy? He's got, like, the killer instinct right now. And later on, that's the guy that jumps on. I'm like, guy.
Man.
Looking weird.
You know, the spirit of Marvel walks among us. Like, you have to defeat him.
It's the fucking skin of evil.
He is the final boss. You do understand.
Clearly,
he is
behind
the final
boss.
Yeah.
And then the last thing here.
Thank you for reminding me of that. I had completely forgotten.
And the last news here, which I am so fucking pumped for this. You're familiar with Conan O'Brien's Clueless Gamer.
Yep, I heard about that. Yep.
Well, the good news is it's getting turned into a full show.
Without Conan O'Brien.
Wait, what?
Conan O'Brien.
No, what are you talking about? Conan's on it.
You're an idiot. It's not with Conan. It's its own show with new people.
So then, why does the quote here say that Clueless Gamer means more work for Conan, not less?
I don't know. But the original announcement was like, this will not star Conan O'Brien. Conan O'Brien has nothing to do with it. It will be all new people.
And show canceled.
That's why people, everybody like ignored it at the time.
And it's canceled.
If it's Clueless Gamer without Conan O'Brien, that's just...
And it's gone.
Don't watch Conan all day.
And it's gone.
Okay, because the way I read that was at the same time that was announced, there was also, again, rumors about Conan possibly switching to once a week, which were shut down, and then noting that this new show meant more activity for Conan, not less.
Well,
that to mean Conan was involved.
What about his co-host? Is he not witty enough?
Conan won't host.
Damn.
Wow.
What about his co-host, though? Is he not witty enough to handle
it? He's the straight man in this situation.
He's us.
He's us.
You know what I'm saying?
So, and then,
Conan O'Brien.
No love for the sidekick.
Okay, here we go. That said, Conan is only set to executive produce rather than star in the series, providing the project moves forward.
Okay,
time to give up on this dream.
So all right. So the quote meant more work
because apparently Conan's show may be going weekly.
But that was that's the rumor that was whatever.
Shut down.
But yes, that's what it's referring to. He will be producing it.
Okay.
And not hosting
or makes
starring.
Sense. If the Conan show becomes weekly, then he'll spend the time working on this show without actually being in it. So
maybe Clueless Gamer's the weekly show.
Hey, studio executives, I got this great idea. Okay.
Uh-oh.
Person plays video games and talks over them. It's hot. It's hot right now. We got property.
Do it.
It's not like you can get billions of hours of this for free everywhere.
But but like the part that made it good was
Conan O'Brien.
Conan O'Brien.
Yes, Conan O'Brien.
Like we've talked about multiple times how every time he does a segment of it, we all get super crazy jealous because raw talent, because
it's good,
just bursts forth.
Oh, so good. Yeah, man.
And he's He's ginger, too.
Yep.
He's tall. He's really tall.
Like, all his topics and the things he bring up, and I'm like, God damn it, man. I wish I could have noticed that or said some shit like that.
No, because we're too into it. We're too close to it.
Right. Yeah, we're too close. Yeah.
Well, okay, oh, so my if God. He's not actually guys, honest, then fuck
do,
that.
Do you guys just... remember Jimmy Kimmel like just shitting on fucking streamers and shit
I
like
did.
That? Like,
yeah, I remember, yeah. And he got so him much being backlash. Totally baffled at the backlash, yeah. Like confused.
And then he had them on, and then he had YouTubers on the show, right?
It's more yeah. popular yeah. than your show, Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. Well, whatever. Then that's non-news. Let's get into the email, shall we? Fuck it. If you've got an email, you can send it to superbestfriendcast@gmail.com.
That's superbestfriendcast@gmail.com. And if you send that email, it might sound something like this.
Some of these are just responses because we did a Westworld spoiler cast.
We sure fucking did.
Oh, you guys are on that shit?
Oh, we
guys
are
on that Westworld shit?
Bully and I were on that
rub
shit
it in.
So hard.
Damn.
Rub it in, man. Nice.
Rub it
well,
into
you
my
know what?
Cybernet.
I didn't tell you that was part of my week. Oh, lady
the,
friends,
yeah,
like,
guess what?
Kenny,
it's the shit.
Let's watch some Westworld on the couch. You cuddle. I'm right? Like, yo.
Get off me. I'm watching Westworld.
And that shit was dope.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Man.
No, it was.
When I said Westworld and chill, I meant Westworld and chill. That's it.
Stop playing with my dick. I need to pay attention to the cyborgs.
I got it. Well, I can't even talk about it now because, you know, it was not the top. But yeah, man. I was like, yo. Doing theories and shit early on. Damn.
So,
this is that podcast.
And some people came in and just, you know, pointed some stuff out. Cameron, let us know. Just finished listening to the Westworld spoiler cast. Wooly, you brought up that Jeffrey Wright played Felix in Casino Royale,
mm-hmm.
but you forgot to mention his role in the movie Shaft as Peoples Hernandez.
Oh, he was Peoples!
He was Peoples!
He was Peoples! Bernard is Peoples!
Bernard is Peoples! I lost my shit! I couldn't believe
this is hilarious.
I looked
this
it up. Gold. Peoples fucking Hernandez! Do you remember?
Of course I remember!
And he's like, he grabs the ice pick and he's like, You best kill me! Fucking Peoples Hernandez is the
this
shit!
Is fucking gold.
Oh, he's so good! I can't believe
I gotta rewatch Shaft.
I can't believe Bernard is people.
Oh shit!
Yeah,
damn. Yeah,
if you haven't seen the Shaft movie,
so
he
funny.
Is so good.
It's such a good fucking movie.
He is he's a character out of The Wire in Shaft.
Oh, it's so good.
Oh. All right.
Oh, that's a classic. Good email.
Thank you.
Yes,
I did not know that. Just hearing that name, man. God damn. Yeah,
2017 has been saved, guys.
One of my favorite character names ever. So good.
Peoples, they call me Peoples, man. Yeah.
I'm a dork, and I remember him from the Hunger Games. I'm like, hey, it's the Hunger Games smart guy. Look, and now he's a smart guy here. Makes sense.
Boy, he's
fucking
a smart guy.
This gangster ass cool guy in Shaft.
When you go, yeah, and like he has his hair like gelled to his scalp and these ridiculous sideburns and like goatee and shit, and it's like it just doesn't look like the role the actor would play, but fuck, he was Peoples.
Yeah, he looks,
man.
Looked like he belonged in the Romeo Juliet remake.
Oh,
you know, with fucking
himself.
Leonardo DiCaprio and shit.
We have another one coming in. It's another less of a question, more of a recommendation. A little follow-up to the Westworld spoiler cast. Woolsworth and Patron, happy new year, you guys. Truly in the era of Truly and Fuckface in the morning. All jokes aside, though, kudos on the spoiler cast. Seeing as you both loved it, I thought I'd draw your attention to Jonathan Nolan's previous work, which also deals with the rise of AI, shady corporations, and a healthier side order of vigilante justice, called Person of Interest. It's 103 episodes total across five
103.
Seasons.
103.
And it's
damn.
Great. It initially starts as a Law & Order-esque case of the week show, but over time it becomes more serialized and character-driven, and it's totally worth the time investment.
That sounds awesome. Thank you for the recommendation.
Person Music by Ramin Djawadi, the same guy who does Game of Thrones and Westworld's music.
Okay.
And produced by J.J. Abrams. Excellent series, 10 on 10.
That is a
sell.
That's the
scary thing is, though, like when you like, man, I fucking love this show. This show is so good. How many episodes? 600.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
My life.
That stops me on anime.
You know, no, you know what that is, Kenny? You know what that is? Yeah. It's a challenge. Yeah.
It's a challenge.
I'm sorry. That was Steve. I'm very sorry. I'm having trouble with your voice. Hey, Law and Order. How many seasons of Law and Order can you watch during the time in which your wrists are carpal tunneled out? Is the answer 10 seasons in 5 weeks? Yes, it is.
So the homework is go rewatch Shaft,
and consider watching Person of Interest.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, that's how it goes.
Peoples.
Peoples
Hernando.
Yeah, man.
Lost their shit, guys.
Okay, one's coming in from Jeremy. He says...
Hey, Jeremy, what up?
Yeah. Okay, sorry, I had to parse a little bit of it there. For over 10 years, I've been playing Smash, mostly Melee, now Smash 4 as well. Here in Nebraska, where I'm playing locally, I'm king. I beat anyone that comes over, and I control all.
Basement king.
I'm Got a basement it. King.
Yeah.
But I've been invited to try some of the local tournaments here in town. Any tips for starting out in the fighting scene, since you guys are the ones who introduced me to the competitive fighting scene?
Well, you could start by playing real fighting.
Oh, right.
High five. Where is your Liam now?
Got it. Canada.
Where is your god now? Senpai is gone. He's not going to save you, man.
Done.
You should have known. You should have known. I'm sorry.
Savage.
Savage.
Got it. We're over here talking about thuggery. No, we already have it. We got it in our yes.
God damn
be
it.
Polite, be kind, don't talk too much shit.
Yeah.
Comport yourself with respect.
And when you get stomped, like you will, because you are a basement king.
Take it in stride.
Hold that L, and turn the loss into learning.
Shake the person's hand, be polite.
Turn the L into learning.
Don't get all pissy and stomp off, no one likes that. It's not all right. Good.
Yeah.
Just be cool.
There you go.
Just be cool, just don't.
Just learn from it, man. It's...
Learn from this.
You may get emotional. Like, really emotional? Yeah. Don't do that.
That took you, like,
to the opposite of that.
Yeah, it's like the Middle Eastern market. Like,
got him.
All these things together. You learn from this new thing right there. This new group. You got shit from your basement. Hey, just, you know, you got wrecked, and you take what you learned from there.
I mean, this is how I got into fighting games. Like, I had a Filipino neighbors that used to stomp the shit out of me in Street Fighter 2 on NES a long time ago. And when I got the game, I made sure that I would practice as hard as I can to be able to beat them. And I practiced, went back, stomped them out, and man, they were fucking furious. And it felt so good.
Yeah,
it felt so good.
Yeah.
It feels so good to beat somebody that used to beat you. That's the key there. So, it comes down to just practicing, man.
That's it. And don't forget, the real key is at your first match, first bracket, you plug in your stick, you put it down, stand up, look your opponent in the eye, and tell him your name is Low... Tear.
God.
Damn.
Don't do that.
Do the full motion, baby. Get the hands out. Look at the sky.
and then you pee in a jar and say you're going to drink it for money.
Wow.
Yeah, that's
damn. Steve bringing in the lore.
Yeah, you got to make sure you do all those things. Mm-hmm. You have to do those things.
Well, bring it with you in the tournament, then drink
yeah,
it.
Bring it with
then
you.
Look him in the eye.
As you're drinking.
Remind them that they're jealous that they don't have that donkey dick gene. Remind them. Let them know. All right.
I would like to clarify something that did not take me like 3 seconds. That took me like 10 seconds.
Okay.
Because as soon as you said the word Smash Brothers,
okay, well,
that phrase starts to bubble.
Oh boy.
And I look for openings.
I see. Okay. I'll note it. Note it for the future.
It is so funny to me. It's so funny.
Guys, what are you looking forward to checking out, playing, and or what is coming up
what
for
is
you guys?
Coming out? What comes out tomorrow?
What do you guys?
Me, for me, after I mean, because everybody lost their shit after seeing Marvel versus Capcom Infinite, obviously.
Yep.
But for me, I lost my shit when I saw Last of Us 2. Like, oh my god, Ellie, she's older and she was strumming on her drum.
I
and
didn't
want to
see her again, but when I
you
did,
didn't
I
see
cared.
Her again?
I didn't because I thought her story was done. I thought her story was done, and I wanted to revisit that world maybe with a completely different cast. Joel and Ellie, to me, had a really good story, and I don't really need more of it.
Interesting. Okay.
But when I saw her, I was happy.
Yeah. You saw her, as a full-grown teenager at this point, which is going to be great. But they said they're going to focus on her as opposed to Joel. So it'll be interesting to see where it goes from there. You have people like Simmons that think that the story was forced, but I think the story was compelling. And
he enjoyed the story. He just thought the gameplay was a brick.
No, he said the story was forced. He said it was a forced tearjerker, and that they wanted to. Yeah, he said that they wanted to get people to feel sorry for the characters after, you know, spoiler alert. You know, Joel's daughter dies. Yeah. So, I mean,
yeah,
obviously.
No, you do things in a story to make people feel things about the characters.
Well, we're going to have to ask him about that one.
Ask him about it. Yeah, he'll tell you. He'll tell you straight up, and he'll give you his interpretation. And I love going back and forth with him on stuff like that. But, I mean, Last of Us, yes. You know, Infinite, yes. Tekken 7, yes. You know, Injustice, yes. Damn, Kenny, any others?
I know you're naming them. Like, yeah, man, I'm excited at all the.
It's gonna be a good year.
I'm excited at all the frisbee-based combat games that are coming out.
Oh, the fact that you have choices now, right?
Yeah, you have many choices.
Is this a genre now?
Yeah, I hope so. Those are fun, man.
Jammer likes are now a genre.
Yeah, man. Disc Jam, we played that at Sony PlayStation Experience. It was fucking awesome. 2v2. Yeah. It was hype as fuck. You know, a small squad of dudes, two guys made that game. And it's fucking awesome. And you know what's so cool? They worked on my favorite Call of Duties. They worked on the Black Ops series, the early Black Ops series. Black Ops 2.
Yeah.
So they worked on the good ones. And they said, fuck it, man. We're just going to make our own game. So disc jams and all these disc-based combat games. Got me excited.
They're straight up fun, and you don't need a plot. You don't need it. You don't need mega graphics or anything like that. I want fun. Those games are fun. And you guys remember when you guys came over to Max's house? We played Disc Jammers on that giant fucking Xbox that had all those damn games, and you guys introduced the game to us.
Yeah. I forgot about that part.
Yeah, I was back in the day, and you guys introduced the game to us, and I fell in love with it. Like, nice. After we played it that night, I fell in love with it. It was fucking amazing. So, yeah.
It took Disc Jammers. But I'm really happy that like Windjammers is like making its rounds and people like it's touch conversion. Like the moment you play it, you go, okay, this is amazing Pong. Got it.
Yeah, got it. Yeah, straight up. What else? Speaking of was a PlayStation Experience, the forefront, Kenny, or what was it? The shooter that we played? With the VR?
Farpoint.
Liam said he played it. He loved it too. Game is fucking amazing. I hope it doesn't
controls
make me sick.
Nice. It looks great. It's
perfect, man. I'm really hyped about that game.
Aiming down the sights. Your dominant FPS. Yeah. But
and you can change from shotgun to shoot. Yeah, it's like regular gun. You get grenades and shit, dude. And just giant fucking spider you can kill. It was like one of the most amazing VR experiences outside of the Star Wars that I experienced. So that was
walking on a cliff and really pretty nervous.
Vertigo. Really good.
I heard good things.
And last but not least is a game that hasn't even been announced yet, but I'm hoping for Portal 3. Give me Portal 3.
Okay. Ouch. Wow. 3 is not going to work, bro. 3 is a number that just don't work.
Really? What do you think?
Nobody can count 3, bro.
What?
Valve can't count Street Fighter? They don't know how to do it.
Is this coming out of anywhere?
What? You guys don't think that's going to
happen? So here's the thing, Wooly. Here's the thing. When you ask guests what they're looking forward to, you forget that they don't usually come on or listen to the podcast. The question you ask is like in the next 2 weeks.
But what people hear is ever in two weeks, man. Fine. You can cover some ground. I mean, it's just like when I go like, what have you been up to for a new guest? It might as well be in your life.
Yes.
So
I mean, I used to be a guy that just buy the games all the fucking time. Now I'm just a dude, bro. It's like, you know what? Give me my Call of Duty. Give me my Street Fighter. I'm a dude, bro. Like my Overwatch and Street Fighter and MKX have been holding me down really well. Like, I don't even know what's coming out that
much.
That's
fine, man. Those are good video games. Just make some time for a little Last Guardian in your life or
make some time for Racketeer and Item Shop's Tale every now and then.
Titanfall 2, you know?
Give us some Overwatch updates. That's what we need right now. Give us some fucking Overwatch updates.
There's an Overwatch updates. Mercy and Genji are confirmed as an item.
Damn.
But what about Roadhog?
What about Roadhog?
That was canon.
That was not.
The guy said it.
Nope.
Yep.
Nope.
All right. So
wait, who said what with what?
The official Overwatch Twitter replied to a person's asking of can Mercy be my waifu, and the Twitter said sorry, she already belongs to Roadhog.
Wow.
Damn.
What?
I don't think that's accurate. Roadhog? I think that's a lie. They're not even on the same team, Wooly.
Well, I'm just telling you.
What is that?
There's a blue check mark. That shit was verified. So.
Yeah, well, in the goddamn Valentine's Day update, Genji gives chocolates to Mercy.
And?
Oh,
there you
she
go.
She brought him back to life as a cyborg.
That doesn't mean Roadhog can't get his.
Okay, wow. So he's hooking? is that what you're saying?
He's a big papa.
They nerfed the hook.
They nerfed the hook. It works like a real hook now.
Yeah. Oh God. I think for me, I'm looking forward to. Okay, Wrestle Kingdom 11 happened during MAGFest, and the only thing I didn't get to watch it, but I did get to watch the Okada versus Kenny Omega match, and ooh. Rainmaker versus Kenny Omega is the fucking shit. It's an hour long, brutal, amazing counterbreaker into counterbreaker into counterbreaker match.
Damn. Dude.
It's one of those.
Somebody send me a link.
Yeah, it's one of those high energy, like, it shouldn't be too hard to find it, to be honest, but it's one of those amazing high energy, like, we are doing our finishers that are, and their finishers are getting countered into other finishers, and just doing brutal, explosive violence, violent fighting to come again, as they say.
Yeah.
It was a really good match. I want to watch the rest of it.
Do you know of like the tech or the Killer Instinct pros, like Tekken Tim, Sleep, and I think Zero Killer or something like that. Those guys are like, you know, Killer Instinct pros, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I played them on my stream recently, and I felt so good about almost beating one of them. I was this close. I just have to put that out there. Like, I was this close. That is the type of game that also needs updates. Like, I'm looking forward to the next season of that game as well, because give me more of the madness that is that game. You know what I mean?
Yeah. We're seeing more coming, aren't we? Like Kilgore dropped, and we're seeing.
Yeah, I hope so.
There was that one video of Ultimates going down. Ultimate. So that looked really sick. You know,
the thing is that these budget games, you don't know what's going to happen. You know what I mean? You don't know what's going to happen with like Microsoft saying, okay, we're not going to fund this anymore. Let's move on to something else. You want to know. Yeah. You want to know if they keep funding something like that. And that's the scary part.
I think you should adopt our tech. We had T-Swag fight us when we played Killer Instinct. And we just basically moved the goalposts so that if he didn't double perfect us, he lost.
Wow.
So we were the moral victors at the end. And that was that.
I'm bleeding, making me the victor.
oh, thank God. You wonderful, wonderful man.
Just to wrap that up though. So watching the rest of Wrestle Kingdom. I'm also looking forward to the inevitable use of In the Court of the Crimson King for JoJo Part 5. Because did you guys know if you caught this or not?
That stupid
fucking Robert Fripp, the guy from the band King Crimson, like posts JoJo memes on the official King Crimson, like
whatever about how Crimson
how about how it works, and I'm just like, please tell
it's
me
a
this
prison
means,
school edit.
Please tell me this means that they've reached out.
Yeah,
they've
I
reached
so.
Out.
I hope so.
It's not a 2001 era song, but I don't care.
Yeah,
make it work. There's that's pretty much me.
See, you talked about that match, like Kenny Omega match. I think one of my favorite matches of all time, which is just like that, was Rob Van Dam versus Jerry Lynn in ECW. If you look it up, they're just countering each other, and it's like boom, boom, countering. Like it looks like a match of fucking No Mercy when everyone's just countering. It's fucking awesome. Yeah. I'm gonna watch your match. You have to watch Rob Van Dam versus Jerry Lynn.
My favorite match so far of all time is Will Ospreay versus Ricochet. And that, like I'm just mentioning a current...
Ricochet?
Yeah.
Do you mean Prince Puma?
I mean Ricochet.
All right.
So just like I'm just mentioning a current event that I need to catch up on, Kenny. But if you want, just as far as like all time like favorites go, look up Will Ospreay versus Ricochet, and it's anime.
Wow,
it's an anime. Like I can't explain it in any other way besides that.
Is that the one with the double backflip?
That's the one with the double backflip.
Thank you.
Wow.
It is 22 minutes, and it is like some of the best.
All right, I got it ready.
Just get in there. You're going to fall, like, immediately you will understand why.
Man, maybe I should play, like, Duel of Fates behind it or something.
You might as well. It would it would fit perfectly. Anything for you, Pat?
I played some Street Fighter, and I'm looking to get back into that now that Season 2 is here, and maybe the playing ground has been evened a little bit. I don't know. I want to play more of Isaac. I want to play more Devil May Cry. Nothing crazy. I do have clarification on that Switch shit that I said earlier. I've been linked to a VentureBeat article from a conference call analysis in October in which the CEO of Nintendo says they're planning on rolling out 2 million Switches by March 31st worldwide. Damn. But they could increase that if demand is high.
Wow.
Okay. So
that inspires confidence.
And specifically asked why. It's because we don't want them sitting in warehouses like we did with the Wii U. So they are going to undership the fuck out of this.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a crazy fucking cell phone. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. That happens, man.
They should just make it a cell phone, man.
2 million worldwide means a million tops. Tops. For North America entirely.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's
insane.
Okay. So, nope. That's my mental checkout.
Yep,
I'm done.
Insane, dude.
I'm gonna put the money up. And if it ever shows up at my house in the next 3 years, then that's cool.
Yep.
And that's not on release date. That's by the end of the fiscal quarter of Q1.
Ouch. Good God, that's
they're crafty little bastards, man. I'll tell you that, man. Nintendo thinks they're being slick, though. This is what's funny to me. Like, they think they're being slick by doing shit like this. It's like,
all right, so there's gonna be a best friends meet up in Montreal.
Yeah,
Switch launch.
Guys, where can people find you, and what do you got doing as far as your own stuff goes?
Plug your shit.
Yeah.
Oh. Hey, you guys fixed it, but yeah, there's the Twitter thingy right there, the unruly.
Yeah,
and that's at everything.
Three O's.
On everything.
As someone,
there's three O's.
I go through my life, right, correcting people about not having enough O's in the OOLIE. I apologize from the bottom of my heart for fucking that.
Hey, you know, I gave you three O's when you came over.
It's the thing that I've suffered with. And I understand the struggle.
Yeah.
Nice. Nice.
Unruly is at everything, man. It's on Twitch.
Yeah.
It's on YouTube. And some, Grindr, right? Is that the gay one with Grindr? Yeah.
Okay.
Grindr and Tinder.
Kenny's up.
Whatever.
Yeah. Working that business.
Yeah, man. Yo, video games worldwide, man. We are, you got me on Twitter. I also got Facebook. It's infinite.sge instead of underscore, or you can just do infinite.sge, whatever your preference. Obviously my Twitch channel, hop on over there, infinite_sge. And then, my YouTube, which is, Stompground for right now. I think I might change that a little later, but, we'll see what happens. And also I got DeviantArt and Instagram, all infinite_sges. So
DeviantArt is cool because it has a collection of just all the crazy amazing
Across that's what I like.
Social media platforms.
All right, hold on.
Yeah, that's what I love
about
it, man.
You guys are out there. All right.
I can do this.
Yeah, that's what I love about it, man.
Million years, your video games.
Steve the Hedgehog.
Oh, Steve the Hedgehog is result number one. Get out of here.
Oh, there we go. Look at all these cool guys. Oh, they're so cool.
Yeah.
They're everywhere.
Unruly.
Yeah, man. And then, of course.
You can always catch us at Max's.
Every weekend you'll catch us with Maximilian Dude.
Yes, indeed.
I don't know. I don't know who that is.
So,
yeah, I know. This, yeah. Yeah, he's this, like, bottom-tier guy. Yeah. Like, no one really knows
probably
about.
Probably not very popular.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I,
I think he has a YouTube or something.
We've got more Dark Souls coming. We've got
new LP coming.
New LP starting.
Lots of one-offs at night.
Yep. And
Discuffs.
Yeah,
pretty much as usual.
New LP is a logical
conclusion of an earlier LP.
Logical place for you and I to go.
Yep.
Based on what we've done before.
And on I'm gonna double check. Is the Nintendo Switch event Thursday night, guys?
If it's Thursday night, then Thursday night it is.
Nintendo.
Whenever that happens, we'll tweet it.
We're gonna be here and we're gonna do a Let's Watch of the stream.
And we're gonna do it right here.
Right here. Same as the podcast. Nintendo Switch presentation. Yeah. What is that?
So you can check it out on our Twitch at Super Best Friends Play when that happens. And of course, I think. Whoa. Beyond that, was there any? No.
I got nothing.
No, there was a thing, but it might not be. So.
Oh, what's the thing?
There's I'm gonna be doing a Let It Die stream for Super Best Friends. It's hopefully this week at some point when I get a minute. That's all.
It depends. You're gonna go, hey guys, I got a minute.
I got a minute now. Now we're doing it now. So stick around for that.
You can't call that a secret stream. You it's not call really it something a, else.
No,
you
but,
told people.
But it's the timing is secret, I guess. Right? It's like it's happening.
Do it now.
It was yesterday.
Okay, yeah, it's going to be Thursday night at 11 p.m. Yeah. Eastern.
Oh, God, you just did that. We're going to stream that. You just did your Schwarzenegger. Motherfucker, Schwarzenegger is taking over The Apprentice.
Yeah.
And guess what his catchphrase is?
You won't be back? What?
You won't be back.
Guess what? It's not going to be, you're fired, because that doesn't work anymore.
You're terminated.
Right?
That's fine. I'm done.
And it's like, obviously, that's what it's going to be, right?
I'm done with this.
But wait, hold on a minute.
No, shut up.
Then he says, what else does he say? What's the next thing that he would say after he says
"Right"? And don't be back?
No.
What? Just tell me the thing.
He tells you to get to the chopper.
Oh, shut up.
Get to the chopper. And then you're like, that's stupid. And then the person walks out. And then a helicopter is waiting for them.
All right, that's okay.
Just so that
that's
bit
way
works.
Better than you're fired.
Okay. All right, the podcast is over.
It really never started. But
all right.
Okay. That whole thing, the best thing to come out of this, it's like Donald Trump tweets, oh, look at this. That show's got terrible ratings since I'm gone. And then, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger couldn't help. And then Arnold's like, oh, gee, well, I hope you worry just as much about ratings as you do the country you're supposed to run. And it's just like he just annihilates them on Twitter. And it's like, yeah, maybe you shouldn't be worried about ratings. You got a president thing to do. I was like,
politics.
Wow. I know.
The podcast is over.
America.
Video games.
Video games and politics.
Canadians.
Don't give a shit.
I just thought it was
see you guys later, man.
Bye.
now you eating out of straw. Yeah.